You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This woman in Virginia decides to dress her kid as a Klansman for Halloween.
I saw that!
Puts a fucking sheet over him and a hood.
Yeah.
And actually has a patch on it and everything. What the fuck is wrong with this country?
And she's like, what?
She said it's a family tradition.
Yeah, her brother
So
it's
burning crosses.
And her last name is Black.
I know, I saw that. I thought that was ironic.
Our last name used to be Negro, but we changed it to Black.
More PC.
I mean, seriously, it's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Like, did he even get candy?
That's actually a really good question. I never thought about that.
In Virginia? Yeah, he probably got the most.
Yeah, probably came home with a fucking truckload of candy.
But you know what's funny? Like, her way to justify it, she was like, listen, the KKK is about just white people being with white people, black people being with black people, and that's it. And it's like,
no, it's not.
Bitch, are you out of your goddamn fucking mind? Like,
right,
how
the
are
KKK
you?
Is not about hating everybody who doesn't look or act like you.
Yeah, it's like white right. And Angelo Saxon.
Angelo Saxon? So they're partially Italian. You're blaming Italians for this? This is bullshit. Welcome to the KKK! Even though K doesn't exist in the Italian alphabet,
we gotta burn some fucking crosses. Where's my sheet?
Why are the holes in the fucking sheet? I'm not Jewish.
You ruined the sheet.
Only Jewish people have holes in their sheets.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck is wrong
with you? I don't know.
Angelo Saxon. What the fuck?
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Your body waddle, don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers, who got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them in this really not that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn and we're starting this party from dust.
Okay, let's go.
Back with Andre the Giant, Mr. Elephant Tusk. Fix your musk, you'll be just another one bit the dust. Just one up, my mother's son who got thrown under the bus. Kiss my butt, lick from under cheese from under my nuts. It disgusts me to see the game the way that it looks. It's a must, I redeem my name and haters get mushed. Bitches lust, man they love me when I lay in the cut. Fist the cup, the lady give a lady some paper cuts. Now picture us, it's ridiculous, she curses the thought. Cause when I spit the verse, the shit gets worse than worst is your song. If I could fit the words, this picture perfect works every time. Every verse, every line, as simple as nursery rhymes. It's elementary, the elephants have entered the room. I venture to say with the center of attention it's true. Not to mention back with a vengeance, so here's the signal of the bat symbol, the platinum trio's back on you hoes. So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers, who got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them in this really not that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn and we're starting this party from dust.
Ladies and gentlemen, 56.
This bottle, after bottle. Money ain't a thing when you party with me. It's what we into. It's simple. We ball out of control like you wouldn't believe. I'm the napalm, the bomb, the dawn. I'm King Kong, get rolled on. Wrapped up and rained on. I'm so calm through Vietnam. Bring the alarm.
Supreme Sean Don, burn marijuana, do what you want, nigga, own and own. To the brick of wood, get the paper, man, I'm picking, you know I don't give a fuck. I spin it like it don't mean nothing, blow it like it's supposed to be blown. Motherfucker, I'm grown, I stunt, I stare, I flash the shit. I just what the fuck I want, so what I treat. Yeah. Badass, broken bass, classy shit. Give me two shoes, I say move, a bitch move.
So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Y'all were riding shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers? Who got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them in this Philly, now that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn and we're starting this party from dusk.
What up, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 and join in on the fun. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Twitter and Facebook. Go to iTunes, download, and subscribe to the Jersey Jerk Show. Leave us an awesome review. Thank you. We appreciate that. Don't forget to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerkshow and check out Tweaked Audio, Gamefly, and Amazon.com, and donate.
Yeah.
There you go.
You said that without taking a breath.
I know. I'm a master.
Jesus.
I've been practicing.
It sounds like it.
Thank you. I'm a professional.
Yes, you are.
That's what we do.
Hello.
We have another person to thank, obviously. Nicholas Suma.
From Roseville, Michigan. Thanks for your donation, buddy.
Send us an email. Let us know what you want. Panties, bra.
I ain't sending them my panties.
And Christian, your panties will be in the mail soon.
Unless you want my boxers with the hole in it so you can play the satin gum trick.
Oh my God, the gum.
Yeah. Oh,
God, disturbing. I had nightmares about that.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, I was going
to say. It's like, God, it's not that gross.
That is gross, though.
Okay, fine. It's funny.
But then I went home and I'm laying in bed. I'm like, what stupid shit do I do that, you know? And I'm sitting there, I'm scratching my nuts, smelling my fingers.
See, you're fucking disgusting. No, he's disgusting because he's talked about this many times before off the air.
Okay.
So that's how I know he's gross. Like, I don't try to smell my fingers. You know what I mean?
You know.
Do you like the way your balls smell?
No, he's attracted to the scent between the balls and the thigh when he sweats.
Oh.
For some reason.
It smells good. Just like gas.
No, it doesn't.
What does it smell like?
It smells like
Indian cuisine?
Like shit.
What?
Indian cuisine? I just had that for the first time the other day.
It smells like shit.
I saw a picture of that.
It was good.
Did you eat with your hands? Like you have to like...
No, out? I ate it with a fork.
I've had Indian cuisine before.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I actually had...
Can't do it.
What the hell is it called?
No, Marco, Moroccan you would food. Like it.
Really?
Moroccan food.
I have to try that next.
It's very similar to Indian.
Is it more spicy though?
Not necessarily.
I mean,
it depends on what you order, you know.
Okay.
Because Indian food can get really spicy.
Yeah, I ordered mild, like just spinach and chicken type stuff. Mm. I didn't order anything with curry.
I forgot the name of the restaurant I was in Delaware. It's really, it's like an Alibaba type thing, man. It was like.
Did you just like eat on the ground?
Sort of. You sit on these pillows sort
cool.
of like thing, you know.
They That's have,
like,
fucking banging.
The booths are really low. So when you sit on them, it's almost like sitting on the floor. You know,
cool.
And you have these little tables in front of you.
Cool.
And
sold. I'm down.
Yeah. Really? And then like,
yeah.
And then halfway through your meal, well, actually a couple times during your meal, there's belly dancers that come out and start dancing and shit.
Are they sexy?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. They're not. I mean, they're put together well.
Okay. But they're not like fat.
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Wow. You've seen fat ones though, right?
Are you kidding?
Movies.
I would have fucking.
There's always one fat
I would have left.
No, just, thanks. I don't date fat chicks.
Just like there's always like a fat hula dancer.
I think you say fat whore.
Tons of them.
Yeah, there is.
I can't eat that kind of shit, man.
It was good. I like
some of the stuff. Some of the others, like, you know, I ordered the chicken dish to be safe, and unfortunately
right.
they give you, you know, chicken on the bone, and you know, you got to peel it yourself. Obviously, use your hands, same
yeah.
way. Then they have, God, I wish I remember that. If I had known beforehand, I would have asked my girl what the shit was, but they had like all these little like side things that they give out to everybody. And it's like, I don't know what it's called. It's got weird names, but one was like...
Like spices and shit?
No, it was like... One looked like rice pudding, sort of, but it wasn't rice pudding. It was warm, and you like dip like whatever into it. It wasn't bad, actually.
Were you nervous going into that?
Yeah, I took 3 Imodiums before I went in. Because just in case, man.
I don't know how your stomach's going to react.
Plus, I didn't know if it was because, you know, Moroccan is very Indian.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Indians, they wipe their ass with their hands in India. So I'm like, I don't know if they have toilet paper here. So I'm not thinking it's it. Yeah, look it up. Somewhere in the Middle East, the culture is they wipe. That's why they don't shake hands with the right hand. The right hand is used to wipe their own ass
without any.
They don't clean their hand afterwards.
Yeah, they clean their hand, but still they use their hand to wipe.
It's a sacred hand.
Yeah, like I don't know what they do. Fist bump? I have no idea. Like they
pound it out like that. What up?
Yeah, touch elbows. Touch some bows.
Disgusting. I never heard that.
Yeah. Look it up. It's a real and they don't have like regular toilets. It's a hole in the floor.
Yeah, I knew that.
That goes underground, kind of like you know.
I share an office with an Indian guy. I gotta ask him.
Ask him what the tradition is.
He might like do in I'm thinking it's American Indian culture though.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously he goes to the bathroom.
He would know he would probably know that if there's a spot around, you know, in Indy where maybe he's, you know, yeah, in the slums, that's where they do it.
And the place I went to, they have like hookah pipes and stuff.
Oh, I love hookah pipes.
Hookah lamps or whatever they call them.
Fucking right, man.
Yeah, they do it up pretty good there.
Interesting.
But, awesome. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't go there a lot. I'll go there like once a year, maybe. I'm not that interested. Not really, no.
The Imodians.
Yeah, that really did. Help. Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't shit for 3 days.
And then when you did, it was like a big ass explosion.
It was like a log. Yeah, it was a log.
Like a brick.
Yeah, it was a heroin brick.
We have a special guest calling in.
Okay.
Hello.
Mr. Rob Sprantz.
Hey, I'm calling to order the Marco bobblehead doll.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Rob?
How you doing, man? Before you go any further, I have an Indian friend. That I went to his house and his parents were traditional old school Indian.
Right.
And I went to the bathroom and I kid you not, they had a stack of clean, like they were almost like handkerchiefs.
Right.
And they would wipe their ass with them and then throw them in this bin and then fucking wash them.
No.
Yes.
So that was the next step. That was the more Americanized version. Cause I'm telling you over there, they wipe their ass with their bare hands.
Like, they don't use anything at all?
No, nothing at all. No, what they do is they wipe their ass with their hands and then they wash their hands afterwards.
It was fucking disgusting, man.
Yeah.
At least rinse it off in the toilet and give yourself a little bit of a clean.
Rob, they don't have toilets over there, dude. They're holes in the ground, bro. I'm telling you. They squat over a hole and they basically just drop into the hole. It's like fire in the hole.
That's from all of the bombs we're dropping. Yeah,
that's why they're so good at avoiding them.
I know. How you guys doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. You know, I'm sorry I haven't been able to call in. Not that, you know, it's a pleasure to hear from me, but I'm sorry I haven't been able to call in because we tape on the same night as you guys now.
I know.
So it's not as easy anymore.
So what, did you guys tape already? You guys done?
No, we took off. We were actually we're going to do a mashup show, the Glory Hole and Bailey J show into one show.
Nice.
But you know, basically we're too lazy to do 2 separate shows, so we're going to do one and put it out on both feeds. But Fortney couldn't make it, so we had to reschedule. So we're just taking a week off. So I figured I would take the opportunity to call you bitches and say hello.
Wow, nice. What a nice surprise. It's an honor. Like Indian food. You never know when it's coming.
You never know. You never know. And, you know, I wanted to learn a little bit about broadcasting from Marco. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting's finest are both there. And I figured what better way. I'm trying to run a network. I want to look to the future. Who better to talk to than Marco and Missy?
That's true.
We can help you out, Rob.
We're all stars.
Yeah, Rob, let me tell you something, dude. You got no future, bud.
The best part of that conversation was there was a moment where Marco was telling you that we really did get good training, but he was off mic the whole time he was saying
it. That is a common pet peeve of mine that every week when I have to edit the show, I have to raise Marco's voice on the recording because he's always talking away from the mic, and I'm just like, He wasn't at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. He just stole somebody's certificate.
I can't help it. My belly hits the fucking front of the desk.
Move the mic towards you. You got the fucking gooseneck arm to move it. Marco's got the sweetest setup in the studio, and he has the most trouble trying to talk at the mic.
I also got a $20 mic.
Oh, stop complaining.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck are you complaining
about? Hey, I just sent you guys a tweaked audio check. You should be able to get another half a mic.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Winning.
Yeah.
Hey. Have you guys addressed this bobblehead doll yet or not?
No, we're getting to it.
I told Fabio.
Fabio doesn't know about it. I know.
Yeah,
about
no, it. I ordered one.
You didn't.
Yeah, I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah. No, we haven't addressed it yet.
Yeah.
No, Rob, I have no idea what to talk about. Go ahead.
I was going to wait to bring it in.
Address the bobblehead, Rob.
All right, let me play host and set this up. Marco is having a bobblehead doll made of himself. I guess it was a gift.
Yeah, it was a gift.
Gift. He's having the bobblehead doll made of himself, which is cool. And he sent me the prototype, you know, the sketches and stuff, and it looked cool. But then he showed me like a photo of like what was the finished bobblehead doll. And I'm looking at the bobblehead, and I'm looking at the photo of Marco. And I'm looking at the bobblehead, and I don't know if there's a plastic shortage, but it's way skinnier than the photo of Mark.
So he pulled a Robert Kelly.
No, it's 10 times worse than that.
Are you serious?
You can't choose. Here's the thing. I wanted to choose like a fatter body to make it more realistic, but the package that I received, you can only do like certain things. You couldn't like pick, you know, you couldn't pick the body. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that.
It looks like Marco's head on Usher's body.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, no.
It's my dream body right there.
Where did this come from? Like, how did this all come about, this whole bobblehead thing?
I got it for a Christmas gift.
From who?
From my lady.
She sent you a bobblehead?
No, it's like a...
Like a certificate?
Like a Groupon.
To have your own bobblehead made?
Yeah,
to
have your own bobblehead made.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to make like mass amount now and sell them? Oh, that's what... I was under the impression that was going on the Riotcast store. I'm like, who the fuck wants to buy a bobblehead of Marco?
Nobody. Like, it's going to be in a trophy case at CSB.
No shit.
Right under my picture, Rob.
Oh, my God. I was like, I was so confused by that. I'm like, wait, what are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm. It looks like I have AIDS.
It does. I'm going to try and bring it up on my phone and show you, Bob. Oh, there you go.
I bring it up.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Thanks for addressing that, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I'm just finding out about it for the first time.
Yeah, I'm holding out for the version that has bobbled tits.
Well, that would sell.
Does it lay on its back and it just bobbles?
It lays on its back and watches Sopranos reruns over.
Oh, wait, that's a bobble tits of me then.
Well, we have one of everybody.
Okay.
I just want one of Missy so I can take it with me.
There you go. I like that.
Hey, Rob, you know, all you got to do is donate. She'll send you her panties.
Hey, you know,
she's coming to do the show soon. I'll just give her $5 and be done.
There you go.
Not $5, Rob.
$5.
I don't know. When Missy came to do the show, I thought she might have been checking me out a little bit. Either that or she was just looking at my nose the whole time, but it was one or the other.
I'm just flirty, man. Don't take it personal.
I don't think Rob was taking it personal.
No.
I want it to be personal.
It's a good thing.
You can't get any more personal.
Oh, yes, you can.
Was she wearing a low-cut shirt when she came the last time?
Yeah, she looked very lovely.
Thank you, Rob. You also look lovely.
Did I?
This looks nothing like Marco.
Well, Bob, let me tell you something. Bobblehead, you rarely find a bobblehead that looks really like somebody.
It kind of looks like Danny Wahlberg.
Who?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Wahlberg.
I took Donnie's picture. Put a goatee on.
No, this looks like... This actually looks like... Actually, I don't know who it looks like, but it doesn't look like you at all.
Hang on, I got to call this up again. I got to bring the picture up. What's your Instagram name, Marco?
The best broadcaster ever.
The Marco Carolla.
It should be on the air.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Marco.
That don't look like you, dude.
Listen, bobbleheads are not really look like.
I got it,
they
but
don't really look like you.
There's nothing about it. Looks like it's a generic face, and they just.
Oh, here it is.
It's what it is. I mean, it's.
It looks like some Latinos about to knife fight you.
Honestly, a Babe Ruth bobblehead would look more like you than that would. Oh, my God. Yeah, and that is very skinny. Very, very skinny. Very thin.
You can pick, like, thicker bodies if I'm going to pay, you know.
Do it. Order it.
Shut up.
Nobody asked you.
A Marco bobble. Now, you get to like have stuff written on the shirts.
I tried to get the Jerks logo in the back, but it's black, so you couldn't. It didn't.
Gotcha. Out.
So they sent it back and said, you got to pick something else. So I put the Riotcast logo on the back.
Dude, the Jerks logo is white.
I mean, white. Mm. Yeah. But it's got, and it didn't look good. Rejected it, is what I'm saying.
It's probably too much detail for a little spot.
They rejected it, but they took the picture of your head?
Apparently they didn't, Rob. I don't know if you saw the fucking bobblehead. They used somebody else that probably works at the fucking company.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It doesn't look anything like him at all. Nothing. There isn't... Even the facial hair is actually more fuller than the one Marco has right now.
Yeah, it looks Latin. It looks like a Latino.
It's sort of. Yeah, he kind of... You know, if you draw a little mole on his face, he'll look like Mark Anthony or the other Latino singer.
What's Enrique it? Iglesias.
Iglesias.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. When I close my eyes and think of Marco, this is exactly what I see. Enrique Iglesias.
Okay. The Latin lover.
I hate you, Robert.
I know you love me, and you're going to come see me, and you can love me in person.
I am. You know I love you.
That's so funny.
Oh, shit.
I'm bummed that you guys can't come, too.
Yeah, that sucks. Well,
when is this again?
The 24th.
I see you're all over it, Fabio.
Yeah, well, you know, when they told me the first time, I was like, there's no way I'm going to make it. What day is that?
It's Thursday. A Thursday.
Yeah, there's no way I can make that.
I know.
It's a shitty day to get people to commute. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, that's...
I got the
day off, though.
Yeah, we should get together, like, on another time, though. Like, when summer strikes, like, go up on the week.
Summer strikes.
It's not a fucking a lightning storm.
When summer strikes back.
I don't know. But on the weekend or something, I don't know what you do on the weekend, but...
Do you?
Oh. Rob is flirtatious tonight, I'd say.
It's the Marco bobblehead. It's got you horny.
Yeah, you're all right.
Oh my god!
It reminds me. I look at that face, and I think I'm watching Caligula.
You should. I'd say, Marco, get a toga on it. Order with a toga. With a toga,
and then we can fist it on the air.
Can we put it in between Lori's boobs when I get it?
No, you're not allowed to go near Lori.
Marco loves Lori.
I love Lori.
Yeah, I know. We'll address all of that, believe me.
Yeah, just be careful, man. Don't bring him anywhere near Lori's toilet.
No, thankfully it's in the studio, so Lori doesn't use the toilet, but
okay.
He's more than welcome to lick the seat when she's done that.
I will sniff the seat when she's done.
Oh my god. Oh god.
Maybe I'll sing to her. Maybe I'll serenade her.
Yeah, what are you going to say? You can sing?
No, I cannot. No.
I was going to say.
Man. I cannot hold a note.
Oh, no, Pavarotti can do it. So.
Yeah, that's bad.
You might have it in you.
No.
Yeah, I know you're in love with Lori.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, and I hear rumors that there's a little creeping going on, so we'll address that.
Marco creeps on everybody.
Hey, I'm not the one that creeped up on her in front of her house.
No?
No.
No, I didn't say in front of her house.
Okay.
But I do have some conversations to refer to.
Marco makes Mr. Pee-Pee look like Obama.
You have man, don't be putting I'm not coming.
No. Hold on, let me read it right now.
No.
You really want to see my cock?
Whoa!
Hold on, let me lift my belly. Oh, wait, that's not you.
Yeah, that is me.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna rape her with my eyes.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, don't let him sit next to her.
No, why would I want to? Rob schooled me on this already.
Okay.
I already gave him a tip.
Rob said I'm not gonna put you next to her. I'm gonna put you across from her so you can look at her.
Right, that's the point.
I'm gonna be on a couch with her. Be jealous.
No, she'll be across from the both of you. You guys are the guests, so the guests sit on the couch.
That's a lot of boobs next to each other.
Missy, it looks like Missy doesn't want to sit next to Marco either.
We should have a boob off between the two.
Marco wins.
Oh, shit, I forgot about him.
Oh, that's great.
How about that we do a boob off the three of them? Marco. I like it.
If they pull out their boobs, I'll pull out mine.
Yeah, Marco will
pull out. I will take him. I will take one for the team.
Yeah, and then cut to 2 minutes later when it's just Marco with no shirt on. Fully dressed.
I won't be the first to take it off.
Jesus.
Yeah, man, I was fucking, dude, the show's been great lately. I was dying with that whole Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I was just fucking hysterical.
Yeah, you know, I was dying too, but I think I was the only one laughing in this room.
I know, and they were, you know, it was funny because they were defending it in the beginning, and as you went on, they started just agreeing with you.
I listened back to it, and I actually started cringing because I was like, you know what, they're getting offended. I can hear it on the show. I wasn't hearing it here. Because I guess my eyes were closed from laughing too hard. But when I finally heard it back, I was like, oh, man, that was brutal.
You'd be offended, too, if you threw 20 grand on an Indian toilet.
Good thing is my job in radio paid for that school, so that's why I don't feel as bad.
They really? Paid for, wait, hold on. They no, paid work, for it? No, the money you made.
The money I made.
You made that much money?
Yeah, I made that much money. I worked for 3 years.
You did?
Yeah.
All year long?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Saying that your job in radio paid for that is like me saying my job pays for my weed. Like you just made the money and then you still paid it on that. It's not like you were making money and then they sent you to school.
No, not at all. But you know, I got my money's worth because even, you know.
Yeah, it shows.
Yeah. It was great the way he was talking off mic. Like, how was the training? He's like, oh, training. We learned a lot. We learned everything we needed to know.
Rob, it's constant, dude. It's constant. We have to like strap it to his face. We gotta get those headphones with the mic attached to it.
Now he can he can sing like Usher too then.
Yeah, he's got moves like Jagger. He looks like Usher.
Well, you know, that always makes me crazy too, and I'm sure, you know, Missy saw it when she was on the show, is I'm constantly moving my hand into people saying, get on the fucking mic, you know? Get on
the mic. Yeah.
It makes me nuts, you know, and I get what you mean, Fabulous.
Like, yeah, it gets to me after a while, especially when I'm editing the show. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh, God damn it. And sometimes you'll do it too, Miss.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, all the time, every show, Mark, I gotta like raise your voice. It just takes me hours upon hours. I'm like, I can't keep doing this. At some point, I'm just going to stop doing it. And then you're going to hear exactly what happens like on the live show. It's like, Hey, Rob, what's up?
I want to hear it. Don't do it. I want to hear it.
Okay.
I want to hear it. I'm serious. I want to hear it.
Okay. All right. I'll stop. Yeah. I'll stop as of tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah, it actually sounded like that when I was watching just before I called in on the Skype. I like the Missy cam, by the way. I was watching it, and Marco sounded like he was off mic.
Yeah, but I haven't taken my mouth off the mic.
Well, every time you look at the computer, you do.
Oh, I go to the side.
Or if you look, you put your head around the mic to look at the board that's right in front of you.
Yeah.
And then when you look at your phone and you're talking, that's another. I know every time you are off the mic because if you're not doing anything, you're on the mic. If you are doing something else, then you're off the mic while you're talking.
I shouldn't talk when I'm off the mic, I guess.
Well, it's funny. Marco's on mic, but not actually on the mic. And Missy's on camera texting.
I'm researching always.
Yeah, she's researching.
I'm always researching.
I got 5 new friend requests.
No, I'm always trying to know what you guys are talking about so I don't sound like a douche.
What, English?
Let me research what time Marianne gets off of work.
What?
Oh man.
I miss you guys, man. I really do.
I miss you too, man. I haven't, you know what? What's it been? 2 years since we've been up there, or at least since I've been up there?
Yeah, it's been a long time. At some point I gotta take a trip up there, but you know, you got down there, whatever you call it. But you know, again, weekday sucks, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you know what though? Maybe a day this summer would be good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if we can do, you know, we can do a Saturday at some point. Then I can
Saturday would be great.
Yeah. You know, then I can definitely do it. Like, how far are you from Philly?
Like 15 minutes.
All right. So, I figure it's about a 2-hour drive for me.
It's not big.
No, it's not. I mean, the last place we were, well, the only place we were at when we met you, that was about 2 hours.
Yeah, that's probably
about 2 hours. It was right in Manhattan. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, plus you guys were coming to the city like around rush hour time. That doesn't help.
Well, we left pretty early that day.
We got stuck in the rain or something.
Yeah, it was like shitty weather.
Train's the way to go, man.
Yeah, definitely. After going to New York for Bobby's show, that's it, man. I'm done.
Yeah, you got a ticket, right?
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It was the biggest waste of fucking money and time ever.
Yeah, and I remember after you did the show, I remember all the comments that the fans report was, all these guys did was drive in and complain about it.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
I wanted to find every one of those fucking people and just kill them at their house.
No, dude, I've been there. You sit in traffic over here. It's fucking brutal.
Dude, it's horrible. I don't know how you guys do it, man. Well, I guess you don't drive through it, so.
Yeah. No, I try to avoid that. I sit on the train. I sit there and fart and just fucking that's all I do, man. The train ride is the best. You know, I can ignore Marco's text and surf.
Dr. Steve's the only one that doesn't ignore my text.
I answer your text. I always do.
I'm just playing.
It's Fabio that ignores mine.
I don't get texts from you, buddy.
See? That's what I say to some of the people when they say, oh, you know, I emailed you 3 times. I didn't get a response. I never got your email. Meanwhile, I'm deleting them from the server real quick.
You say that to people that try to get on the network? I never got your email.
Yeah, I never got that.
Sorry,
buddy. I don't even listen to the submissions anymore. It's just too many. Yeah, I mean, I'm not bragging, but it's nice. It's nice to have that many people that are interested, but man, there's a lot.
Yeah, well, it was good. It was good that we got a lot of press there on ONA and Ron and Fez. That was pretty
good. Yeah, you know what? Ron Bennington's been pimping out Riotcast like crazy.
Yep.
You know?
Any big news for Riotcast coming down the pike?
We have a new show coming out very, very soon.
I knew it. That's what I was waiting to hear.
That's not why I called, though.
No.
I'm only going to mention it.
No. It's okay. I actually want to know. So, obviously, you're not going to tell us who or what it is.
No, but Marco, I just told. So, Marco, okay. if you want to type it and show it to Fabio, no, I want to hear his reaction.
You want? Okay, hold on.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I will. You know what? Because Marco will fuck it up. I'm gonna text it to you directly, Fabio.
Okay, yeah, do that.
To me too.
Yeah, because he already ruined Walking Dead for me.
Rob, did he really?
He's telling me shit that's happening in the comics that hasn't happened yet. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about it.
Rob, text me.
All right, now or later.
Now.
And
or later.
And later.
Both.
You are creeping tonight.
And later.
Rob can creep. I like Rob.
Would I have a shot, miss?
You're married. No.
All right. I'm going to cancel the show.
If you weren't married.
Holla.
Hello. Me, you, Franco. What's up?
Oh, whoa.
Really?
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
He's single now, too.
No way. Is he really?
Yep.
So am I.
All right, I'll hook it up.
Great.
Franco is so hot.
So, Missy, what did you come back for? What did you learn in New York? Nothing. I have AIDS.
The episode is going to be called The Cream Pie. I just texted you both.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, boo. I didn't get it.
Let's see. Come on.
Yeah. So I didn't get it yet. So awesome.
Well, Jesus Christ, give it a second.
Let it go through.
It only has to go to fucking space and back.
It does go to space. Oh, that's so exciting. It's the little things.
Just waiting for the reaction here.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Is it big, Mark? Oh.
Wait, what are we talking about? I lost track. I looked at my phone for 1 second. What are you guys talking about?
You know what they say, the size of the head.
Oh.
They don't say that at all.
No, they don't say that at all. Did you get it?
Of course, neither one of you got it.
No.
Space is slow tonight.
I'll do it to Marco because you guys must have Androids because both green.
No, I have Apple.
I have an Android.
I have an iPhone.
Maybe that's why you're not getting my text. Maybe you have a fucking phone number that I'm still texting from a year ago. All right, I just sent it to Marco and it said delivered, so Marco, you could show it to him.
I know. I hope you have my phone.
It came right through, Rob.
It did, right?
Yeah. Nice!
You like that?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anything. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
That's absolutely.
Baller status.
I am so thrilled.
And I heard the first one, and it is everything you want it to be.
I think it's a great, great addition. It's different. It's fresh. I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Good idea.
Way to go. Dude, that is a great get right there.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a nice, you know, break from the monotony of, you know,
my show.
Hack wannabe comics that you keep. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Oh, leave us alone.
No, I'm really excited, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Like, that's what I'm like, we're trying to, you know, develop new stuff and not just pick up other podcasts. Like, there's going to be ones, of course, that are going to fall on my lap that I'm not going to be able to say no to. But if you notice, the last few are ones that, you know, we've developed. Like, right. You know, Mandy's show didn't exist, developed it from scratch. Nick DiPaolo, we developed it, you know, from scratch. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff I like doing. While it's great to say, hey, you know, I got a podcast, check it out, it's got 100 episodes. But, you know, it's if it's got 100 episodes, then why would I want it if I haven't heard of it yet?
Right, you know? Right, right. Have you had any names that were somewhat interesting that wants to be on Riotcast?
Yeah, but I would never say
that. No, I know that. I'm just asking if you had any name. Obviously, you're not going to tell. But
sure, there were a good amount. There were some that people would be shocked that I said no to.
Really?
There are reasons, you know. At the end of the day, it comes down to what the show is, too. You know, just because it's a, like, in the beginning, it was, you know, we've always said, I don't want to add a fuckload of shows just to add them. And for a while, it looked that way, but we were just trying to build it up a little bit. And now we've quieted down for a while. But there's a few that I'm really looking at. The one I text you is a definite, but the others we'll see, you know, how it goes. But yeah, there are names that people were very surprised that I turned down, but you know, it's about being different too. You know, it's if it's going to be the same show that we have again, and then I'm not interested.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm digging
it. Join the riot. Hashtag. The other way around.
yeah, put the hashtag afterwards.
Hashtag join the riot.
Yeah, we have an intern that just started. Her name is Katie, and she runs the cameras. And she says hashtag in sentences.
Really?
And it like
annoying.
And that's exactly what I said. I was like, you fucking gotta be kidding.
Oh, Missy and her are gonna get along great.
I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, you guys can fucking hashtag yourselves into oblivion.
All right. Ugh. Hashtag.
They're gonna be like, oh, OMG, you hashtag too?
Exciting.
Two peas in a retarded pod.
Is Katie retarded?
No. Yeah, I have a retarded person running.
Although I have to say, Rob, that's a brilliant idea. You might want to jot that down.
I did camera B.
Go for camera C.
I did need a boom crane.
We need a new windscreen.
He doesn't look anything like the bobblehead.
This is why we have to do a show together, because this is great ideas start fucking flying out.
Seriously.
We should have a retarded show.
Half the shows on this network are fucking. just all Down syndrome show.
Yeah. We can have Rich Voss host it.
Oh, my.
Bunch of retards. Okay, all your heads are too big, okay? I don't understand what's with the tongue, okay?
My God.
You know what? If we did a show with All Down Syndrome, we should just make Marco produce it. And just film
Marco lives out a dream.
I will produce the All Retard Show.
Marco lives out his dream to be a producer.
We need to get four people all named Corky.
Corky 1, Corky 2. I'm in.
No, you're not going to be on the show, Marco. You're not one of the Dawson.
He's going to chime in. Guys, you have a phone call. What?
Huh? Get on mic, you retard.
See a whole new network in the future.
just hearing them Riotcast roll off their tongues is bad enough.
Oh, retardcast.com.
Recast.
I think you're on to something.
I know, man. I'm liking it. I would definitely think about how many fucking hits a podcast full of Down syndrome people would get. I would listen to it religiously. Hey,
I gotta tell you, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but you know, I counsel at a camp for adults with Down syndrome.
Really?
And other handicapped adults.
Okay, so how come you didn't bring any mics to the camp?
let me rephrase that. I counsel at a camp for handicapped adults once.
Oh, once.
Just once.
Okay.
And like it was fun and I had a great time. And the reason why I did it, I was a teenager at the time and my friend did it all the time. He's such a good hearted guy. And he was showing me the pictures from camp and all I'm looking at is all of the teenage girls that are counselors. And I'm like, oh man, I want to go to this camp. And he's like, I'm telling you, it's not easy. You sure you want to do this? And me, I'm just all about fucking meeting the girls. So I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I want to do this. So we go up and the first night's fucking great because it's just all the counselors. And then the next day the buses drive up. And I kid you not, within 15 minutes, a guy walked up to me. And I say guy because they're adults.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he handed me a tube of Preparation H and said, put on my queen.
Oh.
That's the first thing I got.
Holy shit. Actually, you know what? I thought I was under the impression that you did that, you know, more recent. But now that you said that, when I was in high school, I got out of class for the day because I volunteered to go to the university across the street to, you know, because they had a bunch of retards coming in. You know?
Is that how they put it?
Well, yeah.
Big banner up that said, welcome retards.
Yeah, basically. And you know, you had to pick different jobs. Like, I wanted to try to work the elevator, you know, because I figured that's easy. But I ended up, I got stuck painting their faces. That was really tough to do. Because when you get to just below the nose, it's nothing but spit. And you just can't, the paint just runs. Like, it's, you know, like, I remember this one kid had Spider-Man eyes, and then it just looked like his face melted right underneath his nose.
Oh, God.
You need a roller just for the floor. But I gotta say, like, I know this is gonna sound like a fucking gay wrap it up ending, but it actually, I was very touched when it was over and I was very moved by everything and like I was very sad to say goodbye to everyone, you know?
Right.
But like when it first happened, it was so fucking overwhelming, man. And people were fucking screaming and crying. There was just one guy, and he didn't have Down syndrome. He was just this big fucking dude. And I don't know if he was psychotic or whatever was going on. But all of a sudden, in the middle of the, you know, they had lunch tables, and they had the fucking regular utensils. And the guy just got up and started throwing fucking knives at people, man. Look at that camp. And, you know, you know what it's like watching a bunch of Down syndrome people run from flying knives?
No.
Never saw that.
No. I have seen Down syndrome people running with no pants on, though. That's not a sight to see.
Well, speaking of no pants, they are, without a doubt, the fucking horniest people.
They are.
Oh,
they
my are. God.
You know, really?
I think what it is because they're, I guess their chromosomes, they're basically, they're like cavemen.
Yeah. Oh, two fucking idiots trying to figure out what the real reason is.
No, seriously, I think they're like cavemen. They're like, the only thing they think of is eating, fucking, and sleeping. And that's it. And like beating people up. Because they're fucking strong as shit.
Wow.
They're really strong.
Yeah, they are.
They have really, like really gorilla strength. They're really strong.
Were they all fucking each other?
They were trying to, like, put it this way, they had, like, every night they would have, like, a theme night, right? So, one night would be a dance, and the next night would be, like, they had a little stage in a gymnasium, because it was in, it was, like, a converted school, right? Or something like that, and they would have, like, a play, or they would have, you know, whatever it is, and guaranteed, no matter what the event was, they were pants off, and they were trying to, you know, they were trying to fuck with them or just grab each other's dicks and shit, you know?
Well,
maybe they'll have a rape night, and then we can send Chris there.
Dude, the dance. the dance practically was a rape night.
There really are some horny. I used to work at a department store, and when they, you know, they would bring them in on the short bus, and yeah, they would just go around the store, and they would just attack, like the mannequins and stuff. Oh, yeah. They were,
that's insane. They I had were no crazy. Idea.
They were crazy.
Oh yeah, they're fucking horny as fuck.
One guy took women his pants too. Down. One guy was walking down the main fucking walkway towards the front door, towards the entrance of the store, with his pants and underwear down, with a full on raging hard on. And it was like wow, someone needs to like get rid of
where
this
were
guy
their quick. Like keepers?
They're shopping.
Yeah,
they don't give a shit. Animal, like, yeah, they don't give a shit.
No, they're called.
They took them there on purpose because they wanted to go shopping. You know,
oh, no, that was the best when you would take them on field trips. Because like we would go to the movies, and you know, the second you walk in, everybody else groans when they see you.
Oh, yeah, everybody cover your popcorn.
I went. I was eating dinner at a Chinese restaurant, and there was a whole table full. And
really,
they were moaning, and one of them was like screaming. And
was it a hibachi grill?
Yeah.
Well, I think those are just
surprised they didn't stick
fans.
Their face on it.
Fuck you.
Hey, well, I heard that.
Easy. Easy.
I'm surprised they didn't put their faces down on the fucking hibachi.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Like,
it's warm. It's warm. I smell steak.
That's messed up.
That's fantastic.
Did you ever taste? Get a taste of their like retard strength?
Me?
No. Well, yeah, both of you. I mean, I never dealt with
when them, you so. Said, "Did you get a taste?" I was getting nervous.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he meant either.
No, well, that one guy that was throwing knives, he was a big dude, and he was, you know, there was this thing he had. There was one female counselor that he was really into, and like there were times like, and he didn't know what to like how to handle it, so he would like corner her and shit. So you'd have to basically whip the guy off her, you know?
Right.
You know, look, I don't blame him in her case, but you know, but you know, there's a way to do it, and you know, they don't know those things, you know, and there was one guy, and I tell this story all the time on my show. There was one guy. Who he didn't have Down syndrome. I'm not sure what he had. Like a lot of them are just, you know, they
like autistic too, right?
Yeah, what's schizophrenic, but like high level autistic.
Whoa. Asperger's.
I got two quick stories, then I'll let you guys go do your fucking show. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
The first one is there was a guy who held, you know, when you open a magazine and a subscription card falls out.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
There was a guy who held a stack of subscription cards in his hands. Okay. It was like I would say probably about 100 of them. And he would never fucking let go. And he held it in one hand as a stack, would never let go to the point where the finger indentations were in the subscription cards, right? And he would sit there and flip through them constantly. So they all went to bed, like we had this big room with all the beds and they all fell asleep. And he has his subscription cards on the thing. And I said, I wonder what would happen if we just took one out. If he would notice or not.
Right.
You know, and not like to be mean. Like, it wasn't anything like that.
It was an experiment. Yeah. It was a social experiment.
I was fascinated by subscription cards. You know, when I tell it, it sounds really fucking mean. But it wasn't like I was going to, like, yeah, I just wanted to see if he would notice. And then they fell asleep. But we kind of forgot about it. And the next morning, he was screaming. Fucking screaming, and I was like, what's going on? He's like, the guy's fucking flipping out. He lost one of his cards, and I fucking ran, and I was like, oh, here it is. It's under the bed. Here it is.
He would have killed everybody. Everybody would have murdered everyone. You guys would have been on the news.
Oh, yeah. And then my other favorite story is on the first day, like, there are people who are very nice and they get you acclimated to it because it could be a shock for you, you know?
Right.
So they had these, like, paddle boats out to get you across the lake. So when we got in the boat, so when we got there, you know, all of the campers were on the other side of the lake. So a guy came over in the paddle boats to start taking the counselors over. So I'm sitting there with this guy in the paddle boat. We're having a conversation. He's like, is this your first year? And I said, yeah, it's my first time. He's like, you'll get used to it. Don't worry about it. Some of them, you know, can get a little aggressive. Some of them are, you know, very, very nice. You'll find your way. If you have any questions, let me know. I'm like, okay, thanks so much, dude. I really appreciate it. And we pulled up. And then 3 minutes later, that guy was having a screaming fit. He was one of the fucking campers.
Break the beach!
And they had to restrain him. It was like, holy shit, like I could have drowned me in a fucking paddle boat.
You know what? As soon as you said paddle boat at the beginning, I'm like, this is not going to end well.
No, it doesn't. It certainly doesn't. Oh, yeah, you should have seen basketball night.
Oh, God. I'm surprised they didn't eat them.
You know, if you squint, it looked like dodgeball.
3 points.
I hit Billy in the dick. anyway, I'll let you guys go. I just really wanted to call in and say hello, and I miss you guys. I'm looking forward to seeing Missy and Marco, and the show's been fucking great. Keep at it.
Thanks, thank buddy. You. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping us on the network. We know it's a pity piece.
Stop. Well, it's up to you, Marco. You built it.
No, I helped. I had my hand in it. I didn't build it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I do what I can to help you out, Robert.
Do you think, Fabio, do you think he had his hand in it? Would you use that phrase?
Obviously he did because he got a bobblehead of himself. Next thing you know, he's going to have a wrestling championship belt with his name. I'm going to say Ryan Kansas champion.
Marco, that's the equivalent to me introducing you to your wife and then asking you to call the baby to call me daddy.
You know I'm playing. You know I don't really think that.
I know. Well, you did when you heard the first interview that I gave, and I didn't mention you. You were all touched on that one.
I was playing around.
Don't lie. You were not
a little bit. A little bit.
You were a little hurt. I get it.
I'm just happy that we can be apart.
At this point in time,
Not at this point. I'm okay. I'm happy with it. I don't have issues. Like, I don't get all.
I love bent. You guys.
Yeah. I think it's great. I have no problems at all. I don't have one complaint at all. Especially now that you just text me who the new show is. Now I'm even more excited.
I know. And Rob, also, I would like to meet Mandy. Can you make that happen?
I can try.
Okay.
It's not really a lesbian dating site. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What the hell's going on
here? Creep Fest 2014 today.
Wow.
Christ.
I'm just putting it out there.
You know, just make a Wish Foundation type of list and give it to Rob. So that way next time you go after the next time, maybe he can set something up for you.
Yeah, like that, knock him out.
Like, Missy, I'd like you to meet Regis Philbin. Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And Missy's going to come back to Jersey with a labia dragging behind her like a wedding dress.
She already has that for piercings. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, can we do shit like with a magnet and see if it moves?
No, I don't have them anymore.
Yeah, she took them all out.
That's shit.
Sorry.
I love how he came out with that right off the cuff.
Like, pretty That's immediate, good. Too.
Yeah. Well, last week when Missy, you were talking about you used to have the nipple piercings.
Yeah.
Well, I immediately thought I should bring in those refrigerator magnets and start throwing them at her chest to see if they stick.
Oh my God.
But then she said that she doesn't have them anymore. I'm like, well, that bit went down the drain.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I got to talk to you guys, and I'm looking forward to listening back to it again in 6 months when it goes up online.
Hey, that's all Chris, man.
Yeah, Chris, you've been really quiet.
Chris isn't here. He's not.
Oh, that explains it.
He won't be here for like another 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I missed him. I wanted to rag on the Flyers.
Believe me, he knows, especially since they're down right now.
Well, we'll be playing you guys in the playoffs, I think, so.
Most likely.
I got news for you. You'll beat us because we're fucking soft. 7 games, you'll kick our ass.
You are soft. Yep. I don't know, man. We say that every fucking year and we'll lose.
I don't know, man. This is the softest. I know people want to hear this shit.
Guys, I know, but you guys beat us a couple days ago. What the fuck?
It doesn't matter. 7 games is different than 1 game. You guys are fucking they're so soft. It's like a bunch of fucking pussies.
Serious.
It really is. It's like the fucking cast. It's like the cast of Glee playing hockey. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks again for letting me call in.
All right, Rob. Anytime, all right, buddy.
All right, bye, Rob. All right.
See ya. Fab, I'll talk to you soon about that show. There's some things I want to tell you about.
Yeah, please, please, please.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, brother.
All right, Rob. Bye-bye.
I was about to call him Babe.
Love you, miss you.
See you, Babe. Talk to you later, Babe.
That's fun.
Rob Springs.
Maybe.
Everybody.
Probably would have pulled it off if I tried to do it in like a, you know, Sammy Davis.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Babe. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, because I almost lost the difference. I was like, well, all right, Babe. Whoa.
Well, that was nice. I'm so glad we got to talk to Rob.
It's been a long time since he's called.
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
I miss
time.
Him. I miss Andrew Lisa, too.
I miss Andrew Lisa, too.
Andrew Lisa, if you're out there, call.
Yeah, he's a daddy now, man. I got to assume he's busy.
He's a daddy, and it looks like he's doing well.
It doesn't stop me.
I thought he was coming back.
I guess not. It looked like he picked up a bunch of shit out there. Like a bunch of, other than, you know, the regular shit.
On Twitter and Facebook, he's all over the place. Doing bunches of stand up.
Just gigging, man, and hosting. And
he's doing it big. Go Andrew Lisa. AndrewLisa.com. Word up. I miss him, though.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while since he called. I saw him get into a Facebook war or something.
So did I.
You see that one?
Yeah.
No, I missed it.
Yeah. It made me sad. Andrew just destroyed him. It was hilarious.
What was it about?
But by the end, they were friends. Yeah. The guy didn't like Andrew Lisa's, like, stand-up or something. So he was, like, talking shit on it. And then he kept talking shit on it. And Andrew's like, well, why are you following me?
Right.
On Good every point. Type of social networking. And then they started fighting back and forth. Then other people got involved and started fighting. And then by the end, Andrew was like, wait, this person knows you and says you're cool. My bad, we'll meet up for a drink. And he's like, oh, awesome. We'll meet up for a drink.
Somebody I know?
No, it's, oh, okay. No,
it's all his LA friends.
Okay. Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if it was sarcastic, but that guy was totally like apologetic. He was like, I'm so sorry, bro. Like all the shit. And Andrew's like, well, we had a drink. It's fine.
He kept saying, remove, I'm getting shit from everybody. Remove these posts now. You know, just, yeah. Andrew's like, no, I'm not removing them.
Well, shouldn't have started.
And he was a fellow comedian as well, but he was not funny at all. Right. Like Andrew was just destroying him with his quick wit and his like smartness. And this guy was like, oh, you're fucking ugly. Yes, and it's like, it dude, like what?
Really?
It was bizarre. I couldn't tell if it was real or not. And then I was like, no, this is real. And then they pieced it up by the end. It was like a humongous thread.
They pieced it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss Andrew too.
Yeah, I do. So one down, one to go. I'm excited to go to New York though. I do wish that all of us were going.
Yeah.
It makes me sad that we're not all
Bob's right. Summertime's a lot easier and the weekend's definitely a lot
not
easier.
Not necessarily so much, but for one day I could probably swing it.
Yeah.
We should definitely do
it. I wish, you know what,
it would be such a fun show if it was all of us.
It would really be nice if I could try to go this next time you guys are going.
You should try. It's only in a few weeks.
Really, I know.
The 24th.
I know.
We'll take the train. We'll have a fun day.
Yeah, we took the whole day, so we're going to go up.
Yeah.
We're going to go up relatively early and just kind of
do it.
I'll see what I can do.
Make our way there. Yeah.
It's out of my hands.
I really got it. I can't really talk about it. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, right okay. Now.
Yeah.
I was about to say something.
Were you
like,
about to say something bad?
Not bad, but no, not even slip.
Let something out of the bag.
No, okay.
Don't say it.
I'll tell you when we go for a break. We'll go for a break and then we'll.
Do you guys want to go for a break now?
I would.
What time we got?
Nine.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
Nah.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Missy's got
yes.
poop.
Make sure you go to riotcast.com and check out all the other shows and stuff when we're right on, and then we'll be right back.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver.
Ding!
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Okay, we're back. We took a little break. Rob's brain's called in. Recap. Chris is here now. Hi, Chris.
Recap.
What's up, thanks.
Hi, Chris.
All is right in the world.
Yep.
He
wanted to bust your balls about the Flyers, Chris.
Fuck him.
He did. He was saying that.
But he was saying that you were going to kill them in the playoffs. I don't know about that.
I think that's one of the teams we'll have a problem with, but...
Fuck them.
He didn't say. He said that they're all pussies. He said it was the kiss of glee on ice.
So they're soft. Yeah. So last week, Missy sends us an email, and it's it's a video. And, you know, the video's captioned, you know, the funniest video on YouTube. And she, it was no lie. And it was Bane Cat.
I did good.
You did real, you did real good.
Pot.
Yeah.
It was by far the funniest video I've ever seen.
I can't stop watching it. I'm obsessed with it.
I can't do the clip justice because you can't see it, but I am going to play it. Basically this dude dressed his cat up like Bane and did the voice, and it was just hysterical. See if I can pull this up.
Did we put that up on our site at all?
I don't know.
I'll get it.
Spike, come on, boy. Come on, you know you gotta get in the car.
Ugh, really?
What happened?
It's buffering.
Joey's buffering.
God damn it.
Really? We're gonna have this fucking shit going on now.
Gotta get in the car. Why don't you ever listen?
Or perhaps he's wondering why someone would give him a treat before throwing him into that cage.
Peanut. You know I have to take it to the vet.
Peanut.
Do you feel in charge?
I'm the owner.
And this gives you power over me?
Now the guy's sleeping in bed.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? But you merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. Oh, yes! I was wondering what would break first.
There's a broken dish on the floor.
I'll show you where I have made my home. Your precious armory. Gratefully accepted.
He just threw his cat through.
We will need it.
Oh! What'd you do?
I peed in it.
Now he's putting up signs all over town giving away this cat. Super friendly cat.
Speak of the devil. Shall appear. We both know I'm going to have to kill you now.
We're gonna put the link up on our
Marcus. Give me that link. We have a phone call.
Okay,
you're live on the air with the Jersey Jerk Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's MJA.
Hey, what's up, MJA?
What's up?
Not much. I was at work. Actually, it was funny because I was just catching up on a couple episodes from a few weeks ago, and I heard you guys wish me a happy birthday, which was pretty awesome. So,
of course,
I called and say thanks.
Well, oh, you're welcome. Relate it.
Yeah. No, well, you don't say belated because you said it last week.
No, but I'm
so
saying it right now.
Oh, Missy's wishing it to you right now.
I love you.
Well, thanks. I love you guys too. I love you too.
How old are you now?
I'm 27.
Oh, you lucky
You're
bastard.
A young buck. Mm-hmm.
So old.
Oh, mm-hmm. You have no idea.
I have a lot of grays for 27, to tell you that much.
Trust me, dude. It's going to get way worse.
Is it?
Yeah, this is the best time of your life right now, man. Enjoy it, because after the 20s, it starts going downhill.
Gravity takes toll.
Oh, no, I just picked up my workout game. I'm like getting fit as fuck, so I'm setting myself up for the rest of my life.
That's right. You'll be good.
I'm going to be a DILF.
You will be a DILF.
One of my goals in life is to always be a DILF.
That's awesome. We're gonna have a dope.
I know you guys are live. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. So I was hoping.
Have you seen that video on YouTube, Bane Cat?
I've just seen clips of it, but I haven't yet to watch it because I didn't.
Okay, you gotta watch it. It's the funniest damn thing. So this guy dresses his cat like Bane from The Dark Knight Rises, and he actually does the voiceover for the cat. And it is hysterical. We just played the clip from the video, and we're gonna post it up on Facebook and stuff. But gotta watch it. Just type in Bane Cat's like the top video that shows up on YouTube.
Oh no, yeah, it's still like fresh on my feed for the last like week and a half.
Yeah, it's great. You gotta watch it, dude. It is so goddamn funny.
I will catch up on that one. Yeah, you do a pretty good Bane, so it's, I know you like that, so I'm sure it's right up your alley.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm loving it. I watch it like 100 times. That just goes to show you, once I got older, I have nothing to do.
So, not to derail your conversation about Bane Cat,
go ahead.
Something that might totally pique Missy's interest. Well, it's mainly just a fucking crazy observation, but do you remember a long time ago, probably over a year ago now, when I had mentioned that I had like a hot sister who was a stripper?
Yes.
Well, eventually she finally landed herself in with some drugs. In the last 6 months, she's lost her mind.
Oh no!
And her baby daddy dropped her.
Oh,
and
no.
Now I just got a phone call a little while ago from my mom saying that my sister is losing her mind and thinks that her ex is in the Illuminati. And
oh.
Is in a secret society, and my brothers are trying to convince her that, like, he's not, and she's just, it's all in her head. So now she's like, half my family is part of the Illuminati, and, like, doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible, dude.
Yeah, it's really crazy, and it's kind of strange because, and I'm not even being a downer, I just, when I get out of work, I actually have to, like, go over to my mom's house and be like, what the hell is going on? Because, my mom had a plumber over today. And she hid in the bedroom, thinking that like the plumber was like planning spy cameras on her.
Jesus. Holy shit!
It's like some crazy stuff. Like she's super convinced because her like ex is like part. He's like a part-time rapper and like kind of does like some touring with like the rapper Tech N9ne. Do you guys know who he is?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I know Tech N9ne.
His name isn't G Easy, is it?
But I just like literally this just got like handed to me like 20 minutes ago.
I can tell something was wrong with you.
Wow, that sucks, dude. I'm so sorry to hear that, man.
I don't know. I mean, my sister getting like kind of like crazy with all of this is pretty much the closest I've ever felt like I had somebody in my family die.
Oh,
and so I've been kind of over that. Like, I got over that hump, but then all of a sudden, this like Illuminati stuff is like coming into the whole mix. And
wow, she sounds like Missy a little bit.
Is she still on drugs? MJ, are you still doing drugs?
Say it again.
Is she still doing drugs?
That's what it is. I think it is.
Okay.
She's somebody gave her. She got Adderall from one of the strippers.
Jesus,
Adderall.
And she started taking Adderall, and then she's probably like 5'4", weighs at the time like 130, but then she like lost 30 pounds. So now she's like 5'4", like 95 pounds.
Whoa.
So she went from having like a super cute hot body
to looking to
like
skinny.
Super
to
skinny, no titties.
To looking like Marco's bobblehead doll.
My youngest sister was like, she looks like a fucking pterodactyl. I can't stand her right now.
Oh, God.
And, pterodactyl.
She probably has a big head, little body.
Yeah.
So, so now she's like, oh, I lost all this weight because of stress. I'm just going to get titties now. All right, well, don't buy boobs and don't do this, don't do that. But then all of a sudden now this whole Illuminati thing's coming up, and I'm just like, holy shit.
Is she still
totally
stripping?
Weird. No, she isn't. She actually, my brother tried to put his foot down and like get her to like get out of the strip club, and he finally got her out. So then my sister went to the strip club and was like, pulled a fast one on them and said, you guys didn't have me on the books, and I know that you don't have a lot of the other girls on the books. I'm going to sue you if I don't get some compensation. So they just gave her 30 grand to like get the fuck out
of
there.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Which strip club is this?
Yeah.
This is going to go to Jordan.
Yeah, some strip club in Mass.
Wow.
So because she wasn't on the books, they were just like, here's 30 grand, shut up, don't try to sue us, because they could have gotten a lot more trouble.
Right.
So now my sister, who's like crazy on drugs, has $30,000 in her bank account, and
she gets
thinks her ex is in the Illuminati, and it's just like the most bizarre thing ever.
How is the kid in all of this?
She is 2.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Well, luckily she's been staying at my mom's because she thinks her house is bugged.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
This
is
heavy.
Totally not.
This is some heavy shit.
Yeah, get her in a rehab.
Well, it's funny because I had a big smile on my face when I was doing some stuff at work. I was doing some paperwork, and all of a sudden I hear, like, speaking of happy... No, you said, somebody said, speaking of gay shit, happy birthday. And I started cracking up, and then all of a sudden, like, as I'm listening to a couple episodes ago, then my mom calls me and was like, this isn't a good time, but... And so she gave me the down low, and I'm kind of like, a little bit of shit. I was... ready to call you guys, and then also my mom called me, and then she like gave me everything, and I kind of got a little shell shocked, but I figured I'd call you anyways.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Wow. I would appreciate the call, man. You're a hell of a listener.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, yeah.
taking time out of the whole, you know, family crisis to call the Jersey Jerk Show.
Yeah. And fuck the
Linda. Well, I might be closing up shop soon. I was like, oh, mom, I gotta work at like 10. I plan on going home playing some like Call of Duty, so I'll just see you in the morning and we'll talk about that. I can't really like handle this right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Go play some Call of Duty. Relax.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stay away from Adderall.
Seriously.
I didn't think Adderall had that kind of of effect on people. I was thinking she was on LSD when
it's never enough, and you have to start taking more, and you take more, right, and you take more until your brain is just fried.
Wow. Well, what's going on with her? She's taking the Adderall to the point where now she doesn't sleep.
Oh, shit. So she's hallucinating, basically.
So she's just going into kind of like a state of psychosis, which is the whole thing.
She needs to calm down. Her body's going to shut down soon.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys need to take care of her, man, best you can.
Whip her ass into shape.
Well, I come from a huge family, and all my siblings are all just like, no, you're crazy, she's not on drugs. And all of a sudden, I'm like, guys, she's on drugs. And all of a sudden, like, you know, she has a breakdown. And then I'm like, okay, they're on drugs. And, like, my brother and I went over there.
Jesus,
she's like,
man.
She's bouncing off the walls. I'm like, you think she's not on drugs? And he's like, no, she's just not sleeping. I'm like,
why not?
I'm like, I love drugs. I do a lot of drugs. I can tell she's on drugs.
Yeah. She's definitely on drugs.
Good. Yeah. When you were describing her, I'm thinking, I'm looking right at Missy. I'm like, this is you, isn't it? Like,
no. But Adderall, and people who don't need it, it's basically a cocaine high that lasts for all day.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, I can't take Adderall. I can't.
And I believe it.
Yeah. It fucks me up bad.
I believe it.
We don't need you. I'm so sorry.
When I slack on some housework and I feel like my boyfriend's getting mad at me, I fucking take an Adderall and I just like act like an animal, Tasmanian devil, and everything comes out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm going to get up with you for school today at 6:30 in the morning. And then he leaves. I take an Adderall. And all of a sudden, by like 11 o'clock, the house is gleaming.
So. You're like crawling on the ceiling.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
crazy,
unbelievable.
Man. Dude. Prescription drugs, man, they fuck you up.
I feel terrible, man. That's such a horrible thing to go through. That's horrible, dude. I feel so bad. Especially now, like, your birthday just passed. Like, it just sucks.
Yeah, I kind of went through a little depression spell. I always go through my birthday, and I was like, not that I ever want to kill myself, but I'm like, God,
don't
kill myself recently?
No.
Well, this would be bad timing. My sister's taking all the fucking spotlight right now.
So. Dude, if you want your sister to stop, just get her to watch Bane Cat.
Yeah, seriously, she'll get back.
I'll go back into work and watch Bane Cat.
Holy shit.
Anyways, I got to go back to work, but I just want to call and say thanks for wishing me happy birthday. And
no problem, bud. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess. Spill the beans to you before I go spill it to anybody else.
Hey, make sure you call us up and let us know how everything goes, man. Seriously.
Totally. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. Love you.
MJA from Rhode Island, right? Or
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. I'm sorry. I thought Rhode Island for some reason.
Man, drugs will fuck you.
He goes to Rhode Island.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Adderall's the fucking rage right now.
I really like him, too. Like, I feel bad, like, you know, even joking a little bit about it, you know.
I think he enjoyed it.
Yeah, but still, like, you know, I believe me, I held back.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't like him, I would have said some way worse shit. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't trying to say it to hurt him or his family. It just, you know, like, the first thing that popped up in my mind was, like, I never thought that, you know, dancing on a pole would get to this point. But, no. You know, I guess I was wrong.
Drugs.
Man, I know. Drugs fuck a lot of family.
I didn't think Adderall had that kind of effect, though.
Adderall.
Yeah, I didn't know. When he said drug, I had no idea.
Like, when he said drug, I'm thinking mushrooms.
When you don't
LSD.
Need it.
That's what I was thinking, LSD. Crap, was
anything.
Thinking.
Anything other than fucking Adderall.
Yeah.
But I guess.
No, when you. See, with prescription drugs, I mean, you guys obviously know all this. If you take it recreationally when you don't have the actual problem for it, it has a totally other effect on you than what it should. So a normal person that just needs Adderall to stay awake for like ADD or OCD or whatever it's treated for, it'll calm them down. They won't even feel high. It'll be fine. Yeah, I took it and I was like retarded. Yeah, I was like crazy. It had the same exact effects of cocaine.
Really?
But it was a longer high, and it body hides everything. I was just...
You were like all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It was like my mind was like melted. I was saying nothing made sense.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
But to me, it did.
Nothing you said made sense. Oh,
do you feel bad?
I love Bang Cat. Oh, my God. Yeah, so MGA, watch Bang Cat.
Yeah, everybody watch Bang Cat.
Get your whole family together around.
Yeah, you know? Like 12 people watching the computer.
Get your sister off the ceiling.
Yeah, have her watch
it. Yeah, she'll love it.
Absolutely. Then she'll think Bang Cat's part
of the Illuminati.
She probably will. She probably definitely will.
Yeah. This gives you power over me.
Fucking Bang Cat.
Over 3 million views.
When did it come out? When was it released?
Let's see. I don't know.
I like how fat Bang Cat is.
Yeah.
He's so chubby. His little tail always wags back and forth. Like almost like menacing.
Yeah. Oh, he's irritated with the outfit.
I know, and his eyes.
He can't be happy with
that. No.
No, he has a face mask on.
You both know I'm going to have to kill you now.
That's probably for making him wear that outfit.
It's yeah.
Yeah, man, I've showed so many people this video.
It's the best thing that ever happened.
Everybody's
on the
internet. Like hysterical. And like me and my girl, we watch it so many times every weekend. And we just, every once in a while, like I'll just text her one of the lines and she'll just crack up.
It's so good.
Kind of like the text message back and forth we had a couple days ago with the pictures and the lines.
I made it my screensaver on my phone.
Yeah, man, it's fucking great.
March 24th, it came out. It's got over 3 million in.
March 24th?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Shit was quick.
Genius.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. I'm kind of hoping there's a sequel.
Oh my God, I hope it becomes like, and there's just tons of them.
Yeah.
That would be, if they had Bang Cat channel.
Yeah.
For like ever. I would love that.
I would subscribe.
I would.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I would
like have a weekly thing and every like Wednesday.
I'd lose my mind.
It's like Bang Cat.
Yeah. I'd watch every episode multiple times.
I think they're gonna.
I'd probably give up TV and just watch
so much Bang Cat
episodes.
Wow, you finally found something to make you give up TV.
Yeah. And nothing else worked, but Bang Cat did. That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. Man, what's funny is like you know I wasn't expecting the whole. Like when you first sent the email, I was just like, oh, okay, some douchebag probably just. And I watched it. I was like, no. But I mean, like, I know your heart was in the right place because, you know, like the history we have with Bane and everything. But when I saw it, I was just like, wow.
I knew you would like it.
I was really impressed.
As soon as I didn't even finish watching it before I started sending it to you guys.
The coat that he's wearing. I'm like, this guy.
He made that coat.
Yeah, he made a Bane coat.
He stitched that shit.
And he took a kid's Bane mask and made it smaller and put it on a cat's face.
And the cat complied so much with it. That's what I don't get.
My cat would never.
No. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, you know, all the people I know with cats, none of them will be able to sit there with a fucking Bane mask or a coat.
And stay in character like he did.
Well, you know that the cat wasn't really making those
voices. The cat must have been sedated or something.
But the cat wasn't making those voices, though. You're making it sound like stay in character. Like.
But, like, his eye, like, his facial expressions, like, his eyes at points, and his tail was always like...
Yeah, he yelled, cut. Yeah, man. And he went back to his chair and went back to his
robot. He had his paw on the piece of paper at the end.
Cut. I didn't like that take at all. Can we go again, please?
Oh, thanks for letting me use that.
If you're ever sad, watch Bang Cat and you'll be happy.
Yeah. I agree.
I wonder if like all the shelters are going to lose all their cats because people are going to adopt them to try and make Bang Cats.
Like an army of Bang Cats.
Just Bang Cats everywhere.
There's plenty more lines from the movie they could use to make sequels.
So many.
Yeah.
It would be amazing. Bing Cat, if you're listening, make more videos.
This is where we lose Missy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, Bing Cat's owner. Peanut. Peanut's owner.
That was one of the funniest parts when he was like, Peanut.
And I was like, what is it?
Peanut. Is MJ's cat. Peanut. Missy, all right? You look like you just had like a mini stroke.
Yeah.
She's going to start thinking we're in the Illuminati.
Oh, God. The peanut is what killed me.
She peed herself.
Oh, my God. And then now I'm thinking about you, like, driving around and just
Yeah, we were saying before the show, like, this video has affected me so much to the point that when I'm working and I'm, like, driving around, I start saying the lines and I'm thinking about the video and I'm just saying, and people probably are looking at me like, this guy is insane. Like, he's nuts. Because I'll put my hand in front of my mouth, too.
It's a shame you didn't have the mask on.
I wish I had the mask.
No, but I sat there and I was like, oh, I was wondering what would break first.
And I'm like, with my hand in front of my mouth and I'm just like, and I look over and there's like people like, they look away real fast. I'm like, oh shit. I think I fucked up.
Oh my goodness.
Hysterical.
It's so good.
It really is.
It's like the best thing ever.
It is.
I love it.
It is. I'm actually, I was looking at my cats the other day, and I'm thinking, boy, how can I work this? I gotta work this. And,
you could do it.
Like, I know the female, she's fat, so she could definitely be Bane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the male, I can dress him up as Batman.
Oh my God.
Because they do fight sometimes, they play fight. So it would be like that scene, you know? Where,
yeah.
So, and I would just do the voiceovers. Like, I'd record the video and then do the voiceovers right
after. Do you
think
that you could get them in costume?
No. Well, that's the other thing. That's the problem. I can't imagine that they would go ape shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you should see, my one cat, Rocky. He gets stuck in a bag sometimes and he fucking loses his mind. Like one time he got his head and his arm caught through the handle. So it got stuck. So he ended up moonwalking throughout the entire house like, backwards because he couldn't get out of it. And he just didn't know what to do. Like to the point where he gave up and he just like kind of laid down on it. Like it was not a good sight. He looked like he was losing like lives during that moment.
You're right. That cat, Bang Cat, must have been sedated.
I don't know. Like, some cats are so, like, docile. Are you picturing my cat walking backwards with a CVS bag stuck around? It's like he tried to put a cape on and fucked it all up.
There's no instructions for this cape.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
I feel it.
Oh, man.
That's a great find.
Yeah, it really was. And the worst part is I checked out this guy's other videos. They're horrible.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I watched a couple.
Is it the owner's videos?
The guy that's in the video,
yeah.
It's his channel.
Oh.
So I checked out some other ones he made. Man, that really
they weren't good. As good?
No. He topped.
Bank, I will be that his was, claim
yeah,
to fame.
That's
he's gold. Probably going to make more of them. If he makes videos
I hope
a
so.
Lot.
I hope so.
You have to because you can monetize them once you hit so many views.
Hell yeah. He's probably is making money off of Bean Cat now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's amazing.
I got people that I've showed this video to that text me constantly all day with like pictures and like lines and quotes. And then we'll talk about it, you know, at work. And it's just like, we can't stop laughing.
It's the best
a bunch
thing
of grown
ever.
Men can't stop laughing over a fucking cat. That's the crazy part. You know, it's a cat.
It is a cat.
It's not like, you know, it's a hangover movie or something yeah. really funny. It's a fucking cat.
And it's like, costume. What, 3 minutes long?
No, it's not. It's not even 2 minutes long. It's just
holy
under two
shit.
Minutes long. It's fucking great.
The best 2 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely got a cat.
We should use Bane Cat as our logo.
Oh my God. Get it before it's copyrighted.
I would love to get this guy to do a fucking show ID for us.
Oh, my God. You could do it. You sound just like Bane Cat. Yeah, well,
it's because of the Bane Cup.
The cup. The Bane Cup.
I was, Chris, I was fucking around with this paper cup. I got this plastic cup, paper cup, whatever. So today I had juice, right? And I had run out of cigarettes early today, and I was putting in an intro for tonight's show. And so I sat there and, you know, I went to the bathroom. I washed it out because I don't like, you know, the sticky shit at the bottom when whatever. So I washed it out real quick because I was going to bring it downstairs, throw it out. And so I had it next to me, or I had it in the cup holder. And at some point I was so fidgety because I ran out of cigarettes. So I start chewing on the cup. And next thing you know, I'm talking like, you know, and I start and I hear the echo. And I was like, wait a minute. First, before I put the hole in the bottom, I start talking through and it was like really muffled. It was like, you know, so then I take the box cutter, I cut a little hole in it and I start talking, dude, for hours at home. I'm sitting there, I'm doing
you
the
whole thing. You need to find a hobby.
Seriously, I do. I really do. Like, I totally stopped doing what I want to do on the computer because I was playing with this and I was just like, oh, this sounds wonderful. So it's like my new toy. I'm going to bring this everywhere now.
Yeah, now I'm like looking at the cup and I'm not saying
I can't wait for the next person that calls me on the phone. My luck, it'll be my dad.
Hello, father. How is Florida nowadays?
Once you and your girl move in together, I give you guys 6 months tops.
Oh. Wow, you're generous.
No. She enjoys being cat as well, though.
She loves the character from the movie. Regardless, and now that Bane Cat came out, oh, she fucking loves it.
Bane Cat is the shit.
She's, yeah, she's all about it. She's always like, do it, do it, do the Bane Cat. not in bed. Just, that would suck.
Imagine. Suck my balls. Lick the taint.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Fucking hysterical. And the other video that I saw that I thought was fucking great was, I don't know if you guys seen this, but, so Obama was in, I forget what country he was in. Shit.
Was it Austria, Switzerland?
I think it was Switzerland. Yeah. They were doing an, basically like an arms conference type of thing where they were trying to, they want everyone to get rid of their, you know,
nuclear weapons.
Yeah, basically nuclear weapons, biological stuff like
weapons
that.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, yeah. Stuff that Bane Cat wants.
Yes.
So the Dutch Prime Minister was talking, and it was in the first like 30 seconds of his speech, and Obama standing. Now, here's the thing that's unclear. No one is sure who did it.
Okay.
I'm going to play just a quick clip of it, but you'll hear it. So this is the speech. Now, Obama, you have to picture this. The guy standing at his own, the Dutch Prime Minister standing at his own podium reading this and speaking into the mic. And Obama's standing at the podium right next to him. And he's not saying anything, but he's like looking down and looking at him and stuff like that. So this is the quick clip.
As chair of the summit, I naturally welcome this announcement. We are also making progress on the second objective.
Okay, some people are speculating that Obama farted.
Right.
And some people think that it was the prime minister. Now, they're the only two that are near the podiums.
Yeah.
Okay, both microphones were on because occasionally, every once in a while, you'll hear Obama, like, clear his throat. He'll be like, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know his mic is on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Now, some people have said that Obama has, this isn't the first time that Obama has farted during some sort of conference. He's done it before. So it's like common for him. Basically, this guy's got gas.
Maybe public speaking gives him the BGs, you know?
maybe. So now this happened, and it was perfect because it was like right at the break. And I can't imagine it was the Dutch Prime Minister that did it because I would do it while I was talking to mask it.
Yeah.
It waited till he stopped.
As chair of the summit, I naturally welcome this announcement. We are also making progress on the second objective.
Oh my god.
That shit was loud.
It was loud.
Building up for a while.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry.
It was bad.
Man.
And what they show the media. There's all media people in the audience. And they quickly go to them, like, right after it happens. And people are looking around.
Like, who shit themselves?
Exactly. They had to look like, who was that? And, you know, they're looking up, down, looking side to side. And it's just like, who did that? But
did Obama, like, chuckle or anything?
They didn't show his face. They didn't show him at all. They just showed, they had it on the guy, on the Dutch prime minister. And
did he snucker?
He didn't flinch.
He's just an older guy, though, right?
He's probably same age as Obama, okay. Maybe even younger.
Really?
He had no grays in his hair, and he didn't look
blondish.
Like, he didn't have like a old face, yeah. Like a really old face or anything.
Some of those old guys.
Sounds like poop.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
As chair of this summit, I naturally welcome this announcement. We are also making progress on the second objective.
Ow.
And the third objective. That's crazy.
I wish the truth would come out. Now, you know, no one's going to go and say, oh, it was Obama that fought.
Yeah, nobody's going to claim it.
There are a lot of people that are saying it was him. I've actually heard clips online of different radio and TV shows that have played this clip, and you can hear everyone's opinion. Some people think it's the Dutch prime minister, but most of the people think it's Obama. And it's actually, I'm kind of hoping it is Obama.
Obama.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think it is.
Why, does that sound like a chicken fart?
A chicken fart?
Yeah, like a chicken wing fart.
Grape soda fart?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, so confused.
So long, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken.
Let me be clear. I just shit myself.
Republicans are probably trying to impeach him now because he farted at a conference.
Oh, man. Well.
That's embarrassing.
And he has a history of it.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
History of farting in public.
Allegedly has a history of farting in public.
Or is there any footage of other farts?
Go to ObamaFarts.com. There's videos everywhere.
ObamaFarts 24/7.
Man, that was loud.
It was
loud.
As chair of the summit, I naturally welcome this announcement. We are also making progress.
There is an echo.
What did he have? A microphone up his ass? Like, well, how did it get so loud?
It's an echo. Some people were saying it was a chair, but they're not near any chairs, and the media, they're sitting on chairs, but they're not near microphones.
Right.
So it echoed through the whole, like, pavilion that they were in. So there's no way it was someone in the media with a chair.
It doesn't even sound like they tried to hold it in.
It sounds like they were just pooping.
They went for it.
Yeah.
Like, now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
It's like, my stomach hurts so bad, I don't give a shit. That doesn't sound like a chair to me.
No.
As chair of the summit, I naturally welcome this announcement. We are also making progress on the second objective.
I naturally welcome these announcements. Pardon me?
It does kind of sound like a chair.
I don't think
so. That's what they were saying, yeah. But there's no chair. There's no chair near a microphone. Mm. And that was too loud to be a chair.
It sounded like if it was a chair,
perfect
it would have
example.
To be right next to a
perfect
microphone.
Example. If that was a chair, most likely it was someone like backing the chair
right.
up. Okay. Where the media was sitting, where all the chairs were, it was on carpet. There's no way that could make that
no,
noise.
Somebody not on carpet.
Ass. One of the two farting.
Obama's farting.
Is that what you mean by change your underwear?
No.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Oh, man. I was fucking dying, though, when I saw it. I was like, yes, finally, a great fucking story. She don't really get one in politics too much like that, you know.
No.
Except for Mayor Rob Ford, which someone did something funny about him. They're doing a re-election for Toronto.
Okay.
So a couple people, they took all the candidates that are running against him. And they put their faces on these big billboards, but their faces look like mugshots. So they're like all disheveled looking or whatever. And like, you know, one of them was like, vote for Joe Schmo. He said all he's going to do is drink during the day and get fucked up from alcohol. And then the next one was like, vote for so-and-so. All he said he was going to do was smoke pot, you know, because obviously Rob Ford, you know, does everything on his son. But
that's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah, I like it.
Rob Ford doesn't fart.
No.
Sure doesn't.
Man, love it.
What the fuck, man?
That's some crazy shit.
Didn't even bother to clench, man.
That reminds me of the fart that I talked about a couple weeks ago, where I was at the restaurant with my girlfriend, and out of nowhere, it sounded just like that too.
Sometimes it happens. Oh. I cannot imagine.
Go Obama.
Yeah, right.
Way to rep the U.S.
No shit.
Bunch of overweight gluttons. Right here.
Oh, he's a fucking stick, though.
He is. Yeah, he is.
I mean, I don't know what he's eating, but it don't sound good.
No. Sounds like
some Indian food. Oh, that sounds like a beef fart?
I think it sounds meaty.
Ew.
Meaty fart. Like a Taco Bell fart.
I don't know.
How often do you think he Dutch ovens his wife?
Oh, dude. Michelle Obama's a saint. Deal with that.
Sorry, honey.
No, he doesn't even apologize. He just fucking giggles.
You don't think so?
No, I think he just giggles.
He's like, bitch, I'm king of the free world.
I'll fart in your mouth if I want to.
his wife.
Ah, come on!
I'm the leader of the free world.
I saw this thing, and I don't know if it's real or not, so I wanted to see if you guys saw it, about the guy in the got caught farting on the airport, like, security. Like when.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know.
What happened?
It's like, you know when they...
The full body scan.
Yeah, and they do that. When you go to that thing, it's like, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vroom, vroom.
That thing has, like, infrared, and it, like, picks up gas and shit, and he had farted, and it was like this massive black cloud, and I was like, that shit can't be real.
What, I think it was a dirty bomb.
It was crazy, right? You saw it.
I saw it.
It was like, is a fart that
big?
It was
a big cloud. Yeah,
it was really a humongous cloud. Yeah. It came out like, psh, and then it floated away.
All right, well, it was a dark cloud.
It was like
it was black.
It was like the heat. You know how the heat sensor.
This is your ally.
Hey, listen, we got a guest on the line. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You're live on the air on the Jersey Jerk Show.
Hello. Was it Bane Cat?
No. It wasn't Bane Cat.
This fucking sprint.
Call back.
Call back guest.
Do we know who it is?
Call back Bane Cat.
Yep.
Call back Peanut. So anyway, yeah, massive black cloud of gas. It was black because it was infrared, and I guess it... The heat. How's it gotta be black? I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I know. But it looked huge and crazy, and it is farts like that. So, like, when you smell a fart, like, something is going in your nose.
Well, you smell.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, you know when I smoke a cigarette, like, and then the smoke is, like, billowing? And if I go near it and I inhale, a little bit of the smoke will get in my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Does farts go in people's nose?
Yeah, particles, yeah.
So is it particles of poop?
Yeah, what do you think farts are?
That's what you're smelling.
I thought it was gas from your intestines and
stuff. Yeah, but it still contains fecal matter.
It's so fucking disgusting.
It's part of life.
I'm going to walk around with a Michael Jackson mask on all the
walk around with a Bane mask.
I should.
This is to block the fecal matter coming out of your asshole.
I think it was fake.
I think it was fake,
too. It was like a puff of smoke coming out of his ass.
Oh, you think it was doctored?
I think so. The video?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Because how many people would have farted in the airport?
I do all the time.
When you're in that thing.
I know. If I have to fly, I'm farting like a motherfucker.
I'm farting from the time I get out the car all the way.
For the 5 seconds you're in the John?
Yeah, for 5 seconds. Yeah. You're live on the air at the Jersey Jerk Show.
Jersey Jerk, Andrew Lisa here.
Yo!
Yo!
What the fuck up?
Where the fuck have you been?
I was going to call earlier in the show, but I unfortunately just stopped crying right now after Adderall guy's phone call from Massachusetts. That was fucking sad.
That was sad. I feel really bad for him. That's horrible.
I know. It was really a tough call to listen to, but she can always run for mayor of Toronto.
See what Andrew does? He waits. He's like a sniper. He's patient.
I don't know what Bane Cat is. Am I the last person alive?
Yes.
Dude, you got to watch the video on YouTube. Just type in Bane Cat and watch it. It is hysterical.
I don't know how you guys let Fabio slide when I was out of cigarettes, so I started chewing on a cup.
I was, man. I was fidgeting. I was nervous and shit. I needed to smoke it. I didn't feel like going out to buy one.
Yeah, so you just like George the Animal Steel. Like,
yeah, basically. You don't chew on like straws or shit. I didn't have one. I just figured whatever was close. I bit all my nails off already. I had nothing
left. He only has seven fingers left.
Yeah, that's why the lady on the fucking tobacco commercial where she lost all her fingers.
Mary!
Is it Mary?
Oh, no.
She just fucking ate her fingers off. I'm on 3 days with no cigarettes. It's the worst fucking thing in the world.
3 days, dude? How are you fucking coping right now?
I'm eating the fucking nigger and I look at the
What kind of gum are you eating?
Did you get it from the South Side?
They sell it on Crenshaw?
Yeah, no. That's
the swap meet.
That's why I choose to stay safe when I'm scoring dope and candy. Jesus Christ, I didn't mean to
say it. Riley Cooper sold it to him.
Yeah, man, it's been a fucking long time. I have a theory. I think it was definitely the Dutch prime minister that farted.
You think so?
I think he tried to lean over and, like, speak it off. He's wearing those fucking wooden Dutch shoes.
The clogs that Pee-wee Herman wore.
I mean, what the fuck with your wooden shoes? Hitler deserved to invade you, you fucking assholes.
I don't know, man. I think it could have been Obama.
Yeah, it could have been either of them. They're both fucking so.
If you look at the body language from the Dutch prime minister, he didn't look like it was him, man. He didn't lift a leg. He didn't even flinch. He just kept going. And it's like, I think Obama was waiting for him. Like, he was waiting for, like, the moment.
He just timed it wrong.
He timed it wrong, right. He was hoping that he was going to go a little longer, and he just, like, let it slip out. He thought it was going to be just air, and it just became bassy.
He wanted it to be just air, and it was a fucking kick drum song. I want to see the Bane Cat guy do, like, remember Toonches the Driving Cat?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to see Toonches the Driving Cat, but in Bane Cat.
Fuck yes.
Bane would probably survive every video,
though. What the fuck? I haven't talked to you guys in forever, man.
I know, dude. Where you been, man? You become a father, next thing you know, you fucking disappear.
I know. This fucking kid is a time suck, man. It's retarded.
Why don't you neglect your kid like a normal parent?
I've been trying to. I understand these fucking people in China who throw their babies in the river. I really do. It's like having a dog that can't go get the newspaper for you.
Wow.
I go, you have one of these fucking asshole kids.
They're fucking time consuming, and they can't. Yeah, you're right, man. They can't wipe their own ass. They're just a pain in the ass.
They're awful. Their whole life is just fucking just hot titty milk. That's it.
Hot titty milk.
I mean, it's good. Honestly, if somebody gave you 98.6 degree dairy to drink, you would fucking puke in your shoe.
Yeah.
Did you taste it?
Oh, God, no. No, what? Did you?
No.
Yes,
no.
You did. You lied to
it. Accidentally.
Yeah. Accidentally, my ass.
Who brought it up if you didn't?
It was coming out of a guy's cock.
pussy must have drink her fucking breast milk.
It's good for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. So is broccoli. I'll just eat that.
Yeah, stick with broccoli.
I'll eat broccoli and then squirt like the fucking Dutch prime minister.
Oh, man. Yo, when you coming back to the East Coast?
Yeah, man, I'm going to be home for, like, all or much of the summer. You know, I'm coming home in, like, a month, maybe 2 months, and I'm going to stay for a while. So one of the things, I have a few things that, like, I absolutely must do, and if one of you guys, if there's an extra fucking seat, one of them, of course, is I fucking love to come see you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, just let us know when you're going to be here, and we'll fucking set you up.
Great, yeah, man. I'm going to be home for the bulk of the summer, and I'm fucking very excited for that, so I'm very homesick.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, man, we miss you, dude. You haven't been around.
No, I miss you guys. I'm busy on Thursdays all the time, but I catch the replays whenever I can, and I always fucking mean to call, and I forget, but then yesterday there was a fucking huge earthquake in or around Chile, like 8.2 on the Richter scale, some insane thing. And it fucking triggered a little tsunami, and then I fucking chuckled and heard Missy in my head saying tsunami. And I was like,
it's tsunami.
Fucking a whole bunch of people died. I was just like, oh, well, I have to call the jerks tomorrow. That's right.
We were talking about you earlier too. How weird is that?
Wait, earlier today?
Yeah,
earlier in the show.
Earlier in the show.
Oh, shit. What'd you guys say? Now I'm scared to listen to the replay.
No, no. We were like, we wondering where the fuck you been. We were saying we haven't heard from you in a long fucking time.
Yeah, man. My Thursdays have been pretty busy. I'm driving right now. So I'm listening to you guys on the Riotcast app, but I can only get it on video. So, like, I have my phone kind of, I have this thing that's been rigged up so it goes onto my car bed, and the video is, like, focused on Missy, so I'm just watching her, like, constantly touch her hair and adjust her headphones. Yeah.
We'll point the camera a little more down so you can see she's not wearing any pants.
No, don't. Keep it right where it is. Because when Bob was doing the Bane thing, and then she, like, laughed so hard she hyperventilated, your chick looked sick.
Thanks, Andrew.
It was all part of the plan. Oh, shit. That's great.
Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you coming home for the summer?
Well,
is it work related?
Wait, what is it?
Is it work related?
I'm not sure what that means. I'm just, I don't have really a day job that I'm fucking saddled to or anything like that. And my parents have a real dope short house right on the beach
nice. In
Ocean City. So, I mean, I'm just like, fuck it. I didn't make it home at all over the holidays or anything like that. So I was kind of talking to my mom, like, I want to go home. And she's like, fuck it, come stay for a couple weeks. And then that turned into stay as long as you want. So, you know, that's it.
That's fucking awesome.
That's sweet, dude.
I want to get the house. All right. You know, shut the cable off, shut all that shit off, and just, you know, come home.
Yeah, man. That's a great plan.
Nice.
Plus, I'm afraid there's going to be a big earthquake. There was a small earthquake here, and I really, really felt it. There were supposedly a few little ones that I never felt, but there was one here that I really fucking felt, and it woke me up. It was like 6 in the morning, and like it jolted me awake. The whole house was shaking. The dog was fucking freaking out. And I've read all these geologists are saying, like, they're expecting, you know, a big monumental earthquake. And if that's the little one, I was fucking shaking like a bowl of Jell-O with Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I saw that shit on the news last week. I was shocked, man. I was like, that can't be good. And now you're I didn't even know about the one that happened in Chile last night.
Yeah, and there was a really, I mean, the one that hit me that I really felt was like 4.2, I want to say. That one was like 8.2. And unless I'm mistaken, every decimal point, not every digit, but every like 8.3, 8.4, each point up is like 100% greater than the point behind it.
Jeez.
So let's just say getting up into the 7th, like that's the one that wrecked fucking Haiti. You know, when it hits these countries like Haiti, damn houses that are like made out of the same shit that the second little piggy's house was made out of. Just wicker, you know?
Mud.
Yeah, mud and wicker with little stick figures running around thinking they're like getting any shittier.
Wow.
At least they get a bad earthquake that kills everything. At least the next day they get Bono. Like, you too, is there.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a benefit for the probably the most waste of fucking space place on the planet, Haiti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm really going to fucking Y Club Sean text message my money down. for some country of fucking voodoo warlords that speak French. Go fuck yourself. Figure it out.
That's where France dumped their garbage.
It really is, yeah, man. It was really like after slavery, they had slaves and slavery ended and they dumped them on this fucking island with like no money, no education, no resources. And, you know, 150 years later or whatever, but congratulations, you're the shittiest thing ever to happen to the Western Hemisphere. Jim Norton has this great fucking joke. I forget what the setup was, but the punchline was, I don't like them because their only export is AIDS and skinny people on rafts.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds
so
fire.
I'm driving, so I'm going to beat it and just listen to the rest of the show like a fucking civilian.
Brother.
Andrew. When you come, when you come home, bring home some of that California weed.
the weed out here is so fucking good. It's like not even. I mean, and you know, I buy my weed in the store with a credit card. You know, it's not even really. And you know, they have these edibles where if you don't like the smoke or if you just want a different experience, you know, I mean, it used to be there was in pot brownies and pot cookies, but these are, you know, factory made, like really consistent. Really, really super strong and potent, but it's not brownies and cookies anymore. They have like, you know, Listerine cool strips that dissolve on your tongue. They have that of pure THC. Soda, Dolly Ranchers. And if you eat it, you know, it's not like smoking pot. It like hits your body differently. And if you eat too much of that shit, I mean, it's just inside of a mushroom trip.
Wow. Ooh. All right. Yeah, I mean, use your kids, smuggle some back.
As soon as it dissolves in your tongue, you start talking like Missy when she takes too much Adderall. All right, man, I'm going to go. I'll be in touch more. Sorry I haven't talked to you guys in forever, but I always listen when I can on the replay. Love you guys. Have a great show, man. Thanks.
All right, brother. Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. Take it easy, bro.
What a good show this is today.
That's a coincidence.
Oh, my. That is so bizarre that we were talking about him and he called. That's awesome.
Let's see. Who else can we talk about real quick? Get him a call. Bane Cat.
Bane Cat. Yeah. Sounded like Bane Cat.
Speak of the devil. As he saw it, yeah.
Bane Cat's good luck.
Yeah, it's good luck.
Maybe we'll get an email tomorrow from Bane Cat.
Yeah, I bet.
Fucking Bane Cat.
The email won't do justice. We've got to get him to leave a voicemail.
Yes, Bane Cat, leave a voicemail. 856-381-4500.
There you go.
It's just, we talked about it before, but it's just unfortunate that this Bane Cat video didn't come out at the same time as the cat story we talked about.
Yeah.
I know. It's so sad, man, because that would have been great. I could have pieced the clips from Bane Cat into the
911 call.
Yeah,
you should still do that.
I might as well. I already pieced out all the Bane clips.
I'm gonna have to fight this cat.
Oh, this gives you power over me.
He's throwing stuff around the house.
Oh, yes! I was wondering what would break first.
Bane Cat.
Fucking Bane Cat.
We both know I'm going to have to kill you now.
Bane Cat for president.
Yeah, right. Peanut.
Fucking Peanut.
I hated it.
They should do a whole series. Like, they should have, like, the Joker. Get a cat to do the Joker.
You imagine?
Oh, that'd be great. I don't know. That would be amazing. I don't know how they're going to paint the face of a fucking cat. That's all I got to say.
They could shave it. What? And then
its face? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you? What the fuck? That's not nice at all.
Don't pay attention to me.
Jesus.
Shave its face. That poor fucking cat. Yeah. So animal torture, you're all about it. Just
as long as it's funny.
Yeah, it's just entertainment.
No, never mind. I forgot about the whiskers and stuff.
What do you want to do with the whiskers?
You want to shave them too?
No, you can't. They would walk different, right?
Yeah, it fucks up their equilibrium. Yeah.
No, like walk in a circle.
I don't know about that. Maybe if you shave one side.
I'm getting dizzy.
Oh, Bane Cat.
It's a new sitcom. Missy and Bane Cat in the same.
That would be so great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Missy gets herself on all
Missy
predicaments.
Missy's roommate's an intellectual.
Bane Cat would just try and kill me all the time.
Yeah, probably.
Or do you think he would take pity on me?
No.
He would kill me?
No, it would be like a Stewie thing. Stewie and his mom type of relationship. No. Where, you know, his whole goal in life is to kill his mother, but never does.
He's got a secret room full of weapons.
Yeah.
Ready to take you out.
Your precious armory. Gratefully accepted. We will need it.
Were you curling up in bed at night?
Oh, thick darkness is your ally. But you merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it.
I gotta watch that video high. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, yeah.
Just once, I gotta watch it high. Because I have a feeling it's gonna be like a whole new video.
Hell yeah.
Someone needs to come out with a Bane mask bomb. Like,
I bet there's one.
Have you ever seen the gas mask bomb? Yeah. Well, they got to do it with the Bane mask. You know, like they have the bong attached to the bottom of the Bane. Oh, that would be pretty fucking cool.
I bet they have them.
You think so? I doubt it. I don't think so.
You got a homemade. Make at home.
Stoner pods are like crazy.
But I'm pretty sure somebody has
definitely.
It may be a piece of shit, but somebody's tried to make one.
I'm talking about something you could buy.
Like for sale? Yeah. An Etsy.
Excuse me?
On Etsy. It's all handmade stuff.
Is it? I don't even know. I never heard of it before. Etsy.
Homemade ship.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Now you know.
Etsy. What if I've never even heard of it. Is that a famous site?
It's huge.
Really?
I've purchased many of things off of Etsy.
I don't think I've ever seen that come up in a search.
Etsy?
Yeah. Like if I'm trying to look for something.
Your girl definitely knows what Etsy is.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Etsy is the shit.
Etsy.
It's like stuff you would never find. Everything's kind of expensive, though.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, man. If you want it.
I'm not paying that. I'm not going to pay an arm and a leg for a bong Bane mask.
I feel like you could make one. Awesome.
I'm not going to make one.
But you could.
I don't think so.
He's too busy talking into paper cups to do anything productive.
Next time you don't want to get cigarettes...
I'm going to finger bang you, Chris.
I was waiting for
it's gross.
Word.
What? I'll bring you guys cups next week.
I have a Bane show.
You can have a Bane show. We'll just go around the table and just discuss shit like Bane Cat.
Okay.
Did you see the news today?
Just go back and
forth. Like, are you being British?
No.
You're just talking
like an asshole through a cup.
Because I don't know if I could do Bane.
It'd be funny to hear you try. It'd be funny to hear all of us try.
Go ahead, do it now. Just cup your hands.
What should I say?
Whatever. You can repeat some like Bane Cat stuff or say something you want to say. Whatever you want.
Every time I think of Bane Cat, I want to laugh. Like I already said.
Say anything you want.
No, I want to say something that he said. My brain's
Or perhaps he's wondering why someone would give him a treat before throwing him into that cage.
Okay. Is it like this? Talk
yeah,
like this?
Yeah.
My lips.
That's not... Open your hands a little bit at the end.
Like that?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps...
Oh, no. Well, she started off good.
I couldn't remember what he said.
You start off pretty good. We should have dueling banes.
You want to save it for next
week? No, no, no. Keep doing. That's actually pretty good. I'm impressed.
What does he say again? What does he say again?
Say something a little quicker. Say,
I peed.
Do you feel in charge?
Okay. Do you feel in charge?
It's not deep in your voice a hair. But you got, but the tone is right. I mean, just
okay. Hang on. Do you feel in charge?
That's pretty fucking good.
It's good.
That's pretty fucking good. I'm not gonna lie. For a chick, that's pretty good.
That's what I do.
That was actually more manly than Game. Should have done it like that.
I never thought I'd hear you tell her to deepen her voice.
I know, that was shocking.
Well, she was kind of, you know, you were like,
she was getting like girly. Yeah,
I was getting girly. Yeah,
that was pretty good, though. You should practice at home.
I'm going to.
Yeah, she's gonna drive right into a fucking wall. Hands over her mouth. Do you feel in charge?
He said, deepen the voice. Deepen the voice.
Good God,
that was pretty good.
I felt like I was talking out of a vagina. Like.
Great. This weekend I'm going to wear my girlfriend like a pain pants.
It's dark in here. I was born in it. Molded by it. I like the scent in here.
I'm going to get a paper cup with a little triangle at the bottom.
I didn't mean to. It was a small box cutter. I can't cut a circle with it, so it's just like, I figured I needed.
The triangle didn't symbolize the Illuminati?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good cash.
No.
You never know.
Bob. No. Shut up.
Stupid woman.
I didn't even say anything.
I got a good mind to slap your fat face.
Holy cannoli.
Ay, ay, ay.
So.
You should Obama's do the, party. You should do the outro, I think.
Okay. Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah,
take us out.
That would be cool.
Well, I've been saying when we do it, okay. Out, you just
okay.
Take us out.
All right. That sounds like a good idea, Marco. Thank you.
That is
Try it out.
Idea. All right. Practice makes perfect.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
That would be actually pretty cool. Yeah.
Do you have the music?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Give me a second. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves. So you did not get to see Marco's bobblehead doll.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
yeah.
You're in for a treat.
Looks like it has AIDS.
So it looks like the real thing.
No.
He's very skinny with a big head.
It's a bobblehead. And bobbleheads don't usually look like the person.
I have an M&M one that looks like
him. I have a Ryan Howard. Looks nothing like him. Like,
no.
The wide nose?
No.
The Phillies.
Why would you do the wide nose?
The Phillies ones never look like them.
I have a couple of Flyers ones. They don't look like fucking. I don't know why they're so popular.
I thought bobbleheads weren't popular anymore. I thought that was like a phase.
They give them away at games and shit.
Yeah, but I thought that was just because like they didn't know what else to do. When I was younger, they used to give out bats. How come they don't do that anymore?
Bats? People
yeah, like little bats.
Yeah, little wooden bats.
Yeah, little wooden bats.
Did you say bats?
This is very ominous.
I just have it queued up, ready to go.
Ready to go.
So why do you have a bobblehead of yourself?
I got it for Christmas.
Okay, nice. Bad gift.
I get good gifts, bro. I don't get bad gifts.
That was a novelty gift.
Yeah, it's a novelty. All right,
it was like a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, it was like it was a Groupon, and you can't like make like I wanted to make myself fat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you knew you were getting.
I wanted to make myself fat.
Yeah, it's a Groupon. That says here, make your own bobblehead. And okay. If you go there and you type in the shit, you can only do this so much.
Okay.
With it. Because those things are too fucking, they're expensive.
Yeah, my friend did one at work. Like his, he was in a wedding and the groom got all the groomsmen bobbleheads that look like them.
If you do it right, it's like 200, 250.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
If you do it the right way, if you do it like.
But they like hand make this shit.
I'm not that fucking arrogant. I wouldn't get a bobblehead. No, I wouldn't get a bobblehead.
I've seen.
I mean, I guess having one made would be fairly expensive, but considering they give away 30,000 at like a baseball game, they can't really be that expensive to manufacture.
No, probably when you buy in bulk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I saw Kleinberger had one.
Oh, does he really?
I'm not surprised.
Looks nothing like him, but.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm going to have to check this website out. I just want
to
say it.
I'll give it to you.
How vain do you have to be to get a bobblehead of yourself?
Yeah. I know you didn't get it for yourself. I'm just saying.
No, I don't give a shit.
I think you would have got it. I think you would have got it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Of course I would.
I would get it of someone else.
I love myself. I don't know about you guys, but I love you.
No, I love me some me.
I love me some me.
I wouldn't get a bobblehead myself either.
Why? You're not confident in yourself?
What does that have to do with confidence? Get a bobble titty yourself.
Well,
it's not being vain.
It's like getting a t-shirt with your face on it.
No.
Yes, it is. How is it not?
No, it's not.
How is it not?
Because it's not.
How is it not?
I don't know, but it's not.
Why? Because why?
You're not walking around. It's just for yourself.
Okay, so
you know what I'm saying, like, it's something you can put on a man. Hey, a bobblehead, because not everybody has a chance to get a bobblehead.
Okay, so what if you don't wear the t-shirt out? You have it at home.
That's different.
Oh, now it applies.
Sure.
All right.
You're not walking around with that.
What if you walk around with the bobblehead on your shoulder? Like,
yeah. What about if I do that? That's different.
Do you have pictures of yourself hanging around your house?
No.
Okay.
No,
I wasn't trying to be a smartass. No.
Here's me at the fishing This is me at Disney World. Space Mountain.
It's me. No, none of the kid. It's all me.
No, I just didn't know if you were like... Yeah, like what kind of like what Fabio said. Like
Markers
if you caught,
of VIP.
If you caught a big fish or something.
A big fish?
I don't know if you fish. I don't know. No. I'm trying to think of things that you would take a picture of alone.
Just saying it.
No.
Fishing trip.
Like if you were dressed in a suit by yourself.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I'm just asking. I'm not anything. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I don't know.
Why would I have pictures around? I don't know.
I have no idea. I was just wondering. Like, did you ever get professional pictures done?
No.
Booker with the glamour shots. Yeah,
you know, you got the typical glamour shot pose with the hand on the side.
Oh, my God. I had to do that once.
No.
It's horrible.
Margaret's wearing a denim jacket with the wind blowing.
Your collar up.
This is fucking crazy.
Like this? Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Pop collar.
Pop my collar.
Holding on to it.
No.
I'm literally just asking. Yeah. I didn't know if it was ever
really
a gift.
Just answering.
I can tell. I didn't know if it was this, like if it was the same kind of thing, like a bobblehead, like a cool thing, like a bobblehead.
To me, it's cool.
Like
I think it's cool to have a bobblehead of yourself. That's just me.
Okay.
That's all.
I was just wondering. Getting all defensive and shit. Yeah, you are.
I love the tension between you two. It's so great. You start busting his balls about it, and you have to like, well, I'm just saying.
You don't have to do that.
I'm doing it because I don't want you to think I'm being a jerk.
I don't think you're being a jerk.
Okay. All right, because it sounded like a jerky thing to say. No, that's why I was like,
it doesn't matter.
Listen here, jerky.
It doesn't matter if it's a jerky thing to say. We all bust each other's balls
that's
here.
That's what we have.
Yeah, but Marco usually gets mad when I do
no,
it.
No, I don't.
That's not nice at all.
No offense, but you'd be the least person I'd really
that's
think of.
That's sad. You know what,
that's
Marco?
That's a shot.
Marco, yeah. No.
That's honest.
It's
honest.
No, you do not say no offense like that and then say what you just said because that's bullshit. Because if I didn't like you, you would have a fucking problem with
you
it.
See?
If I didn't like you, you would have a problem with it.
You mean if we really didn't get along?
If we really didn't get along in real life and
you.
I didn't like you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a Captain Obvious. That's
you just said statement. No offense. I wouldn't care if you didn't like me.
Don't be sure.
No, that's not what I said.
You said no offense. I wouldn't care if you were being jerky.
No, I said no offense. You'd be the last that I would, like, what did I say? I don't even know what I said.
I'm
you said
sorry.
Something. You I said can't. Something along lines of,
"You'd be the last like I take offense."
Yes, yeah. That's offensive. Do you understand that?
That is offensive. That is offensive.
I'm an offensive guy, I guess.
All right, we'll do that. We'll do
Call
that.
My face.
All right, I like that.
Apparently, gay too.
Me and Chris went to the bar on Saturday night, and I played a little game with your friends, Jerry, your brother, Sean, and Jeff.
What'd you play? Who's in my mouth?
Shut the lights off.
You little hoe.
What the fuck is your problem?
That is the funniest thing I ever heard.
I should have said it in the Bane voice.
You should have said it in the Bane voice. No. Holy funny. Shit.
You were sucking his cock!
I don't even remember what I was saying.
You played a little game.
Oh, and it was about...
Was that the door?
No, shut up! It was about you guys, and it was that...
Uh-oh.
Kill...
Oh, F. Mary Kill?
Yes, F. Mary Kill.
You asked my brother who he
No, no, I was doing it with them. Like, I was answering, they weren't, no.
That's pretty
And bad. I would kill you. So, there. Don't be offended by that.
I'm not.
No offense, but I would murder you.
I am definitely not offended by that.
That's all.
Don't be cool.
You know what she said about you, Fub?
Uh-oh.
I have no idea, but it can't be good.
She said, I never fucked a fat guy before, but Fabio's really, really fat.
She didn't say that. Really?
Jerry told me I fucking lost it.
Oh, wow. Said that?
No, it's getting taken out of context.
Really?
There was more than one really
no,
fat.
No, really, no, no. Really I definitely said that.
Awesome.
But wow. No. It was
that hurt. I'm a man to admit that hurt.
No, Fabio.
That hurt.
Fabio, no.
Holy
listen.
Shit.
Listen, it's getting
fucking cunt. Oh my god.
Here wow.
It's really
fucking cunt sound.
It's really
like a machine gun.
I think you have no idea how much of a cunt she was.
Wow.
But she was drinking, right?
Oh,
she was hammered.
Oh, yeah, that's a good excuse.
No, it's getting taken out of context.
Usually when a girl drinks, she likes me more.
Fabio, it's getting taken out of context.
What's the real story?
I was back and forth between marrying and having sex with Fabio.
Shit, that's why.
And as that... And that's why I was going back and forth like brainstorming out loud.
Wow.
So I didn't mean it in a mean way at all.
Oh my yeah, God. No shit.
You fat fucking scumbag.
Big time.
God. Dude, it was God. It wasn't mean. I'm sorry.
Look at how
It wasn't meant to be mean. I'm sorry.
It wasn't meant to be mean.
Yeah, I was like,
were you saving it for a birthday card?
God, no.
Holy shit.
No.
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 Oh, that hurt.
I'm not going to say anything anymore.
You know what you do? Try a little more fucking, a little
Yeah, no eat. Shit. Good God. I'm starving myself after that.
Mario, shut up.
I'm kidding. I'm not starving myself.
Did it really hurt your feelings?
No. Well, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But, not like to the point where it's like, I'm mad at you.
I don't want you to be mad at me.
No, no, no. No, I'm not mad. I'm just like, it's like getting hit with a fucking punch, like a club punch. You don't see it coming. You're just like, whoa. And it was so detailed because the way Chris said it, it was so fucking vile. Yo, she said she's never had sex with a fat guy, and you're really fat. So it's like,
really,
really fat. Two reallys?
2 years!
2 years! Holy shit!
Is the fat muffin man there?
Yeah, he's right here. Every Thursday night, live.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob!
Holy shit. And it sucks too. Now I'm sweating. This even showing how fat I am.
Good God.
I really hope that you're not mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just shocked. I'm just like,
I really hope you don't go home and kill yourself after that.
Yeah, really.
It was all in good fun. Like, it was not. It was not mean. Like, you're saying I was a cunt that night. I thought I was being there. Funny.
No, you point that clip.
Oh, I was just, I wasn't there.
I thought I was being funny. Apparently, I'm the biggest cunt on the planet. I mean,
you had me fucking dying.
Like, okay, I see. Chris thought it was fun.
Yeah, he calls me fat, too. So it's like, you guys are two peas in a pod right there.
I'm not digging myself any deeper.
No, you can't possibly dig yourself any deeper.
That makes me sad.
Why?
Because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
It's not. I'm not like heartbroken, Missy. I'm just shocked. It was, like I said, it was like a surprise attack. Didn't see it coming.
You got jacked.
I got club punched.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I swear to God, I didn't see that coming at all. It was like a total surprise. Like, I was like thinking, oh boy, this isn't going to be good. But I didn't think it was like that. Like, I thought it was something really bad. Like, I really don't want to fuck him and I don't want to marry him either. Like, that type of thing. But she went like, boom, right for the jugular.
Oh, that's horrible.
God. Hey, motherfucker! Good God. Oh. Didn't see that coming at all.
You're mean when you drink.
I'm not mean. Chris, am I mean?
Oh, sure, not to Chris.
Not to me, no.
Huh.
I was mean to other people.
Every single fucking thing about you is ugly.
Oh.
That's what you were saying.
So she introduces herself to Sean, and he's like, yeah, I've met you like four fucking times. So he tries to start talking to her, and she's like, don't even bother. You have no fucking chance.
Oh.
I almost fell out of my fucking chair. I was laughing so hard.
Shit.
It was a joke that, like, it was being funny. Jesus. Like, that was funny.
And she made sure she let him know periodically throughout the night that he had no fucking chance.
What the fuck is your problem?
Unbelievable.
And the, I don't think Sean cared.
The funny thing about it is, I don't even think he was hitting on her.
Really? No, I don't think he tried either.
He
no.
was or he was?
He no, wasn't. Wasn't.
No, I don't even think he tried.
Holy I don't think shit. He was either. I think it was everything was being good fun. Everything was being funny.
Holy shit. I can see that too, where she just stops everything. You look, you have no chance.
I did not do that.
How much of a chance
I'm pretty
do
sure you
have?
Cut him off mid-sentence.
How much of a chance did he have?
We had conversations, me and Sean. We actually zero talked about things that night.
Zero.
That's how much.
I feel like I got to know Sean better.
Yeah, apparently so.
I was just, it's all good fun. It's all fun. Sean was not heartbroken or upset by it.
I guess not. Yeah. What? Be honest, Chris. From what you heard, was I absolutely the meanest thing she said anything about compared to everybody else?
No.
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 What the fuck? Well, make me feel better.
It's not anybody you know.
Oh. Well, no, I meant about people we know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think it was mean, though. I just thought it was funny.
See? Chris thought it was funny.
Yeah, because it's not happening to him. It's not happening. Nothing bad was said about him, but if you came in here and said, I wouldn't touch that balding, big, bushy eyebrow fuck. I mean, Chris will probably laugh at it, but he'll probably look later in the mirror like, wow, that was fucking hurtful.
A couple weeks ago, when me and your brother and Jeff went up to the Poconos, we went to the bar Friday night, and there was fucking... like 10 dudes in there. It was dead. Sauce. Well, they had these fucking shot girls walking around selling this whiskey, and the girl's hot as fuck. She walks over to me at the end of the night, and she's like, could you fit in a 2XL? She was giving away t-shirts.
Wow, that's fucked up.
And I was like, damn, it's time to fucking change my, I gotta go on a diet.
That's fucked up, because you've lost weight.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
I don't think she meant it like you couldn't fit into a 2XL, though.
She's a cunt.
No, I don't think that she meant it that way.
It doesn't matter how would you ask that.
It doesn't matter how she meant it.
Because a 2XL might be too big.
No, no.
That's not what she meant.
When you say, do you fit into a 2XL, that means, can you actually get it over your fat tits?
No, she didn't say, do you fit? She said, could you fit?
Could you fit?
Could you fit into a 2XL?
Wow. Yeah. Ain't no
term. Yeah, that's not, that's not, that's not, that's not what you think, miss. That's a straight up diss.
Yeah, she was straight basically up saying, I'm not quite sure how fat you are.
Right, right. Exactly. That's exactly what that was. I mean, that's just blatant almost, really. It's blatant for a girl to say, you know, it's like coming up to me. Are you 5 times XL? Because, you know, if I was with you guys and she said that to you, I would probably punch her in the face before she even opened her mouth. Like, don't even say it. Just fucking knock her the fuck out.
I'll wrap your fucking head in with a ratchet.
Fucking bitch.
We were fucking dying laughing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny.
And then I went home and tried to kill myself.
Yeah, right. See, that's that. I don't, even though you're joking, I know that there's a little part of you that was probably like, motherfucker.
Yeah, at the time when she said it, I was motivated to start losing weight and going to the gym.
But that's exactly like
that what fades away.
It died like hours later.
But that's what I mean when she said what she said. And you said it to me now on the show. That's exactly. I was like, motherfucker. Like, I'm like, holy shit. That's it.
Fabio, you're ponchos, out of my league anyway.
Ponchos are back in style.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Ponchos are back in style. I don't think you're ugly.
You don't think I'm up to par?
I never said that. I just don't think white trash. Yeah, but it's different.
How is it different? That's a total attack on who I am.
Because you're still attractive.
But you're not. You're attractive as well.
You have a cute face.
Yeah. If I didn't eat it.
That's the fat line.
Your third chin is really cute.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, if you had your third chin as your first chin, you wouldn't be so bad. I was just playing, too. I knew that would get a laugh. I'm good with that.
And that's... I like to make people laugh.
No. I meant I made me laugh and you guys laugh with the white trash line. No, I never said, like, I don't know what you're talking about, but
I do.
What are you talking about?
You said that I think Missy looks at me with disgust.
You do. Obviously, you just fucking relayed that over a weekend binge with friends, mutual friends, and I'm just finding out about it now.
It wasn't anything bad.
I would hate... go ahead, Chris.
I would hate to hear you say something bad about him.
Yeah,
what?
No shit.
It...
Really, yes, really fat.
This man has...
No, I was brainstorming out loud. Like, I was thinking out loud. No.
Brainstorming?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fat, drunk, and anyway. Stupid is no way to go through life, so...
No. You fat, keep your mind.
That's fucking hilarious.
Good.
Oh, my God.
God.
You fat fuck.
We both know I'm going to kill you.
Fat pig.
I'm having fucking nightmares tonight. Missy's chasing me around with a big fork. Get back on the spit. Put this apple in your mouth, you fat pig. Bacon.
It's a bacon.
What?
It's a bacon. It's a bacon.
I saw that today online, by the way, for the first time.
Interesting.
Do you have the whole song?
No, I cut it up into two pieces.
Okay. I heard it earlier today.
I got this one.
Maybe waffles, maybe waffles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I don't know how much more my ego could take.
Well, that sounds like shit to me.
Wow. Whew. I think I'm going to need counseling.
You're on a roll that night.
Yeah, no shit. You watch, my girlfriend's going to break up with me now. Well, Missy thinks you're that fucking disgusting. I never looked at it like that before.
She's probably going to be mad at me for saying something like that.
No, she won't.
Probably agree with you.
Yeah, she silently.
Yeah.
Silently, she'll agree. She won't bring it up in front of me.
But I love you. I hope that you don't hate me.
I don't hate you at all. I don't.
Please don't hate me.
I don't hate you
but
at all.
But when Chris told me that the next day, I felt horrible. And I... No, you don't understand.
Yeah, Chris is probably like, wait till you see how Fom feels about it.
And then listen, seriously, like I racked my brain that whole day trying to figure out.
Took 3 seconds.
Why I fucking, no, I had to get sober. So like it took me forever. It took me like 6 hours. I was fixating on it until I figured out like everything came back to me.
6 hours?
Yeah, I was really drunk on Saturday night.
Oh, you were drunk for 6 hours. I'm confused where you're
going. The next day to try and piece the day together took about 6 hours.
Maybe I like fat guys.
See, that's what I was thinking.
That's my girlfriend talking. That's not
but that's
you.
What I was thinking when I was brainstorming
He's
out loud.
Really fat.
I said, how?
I wish, God, I
no!
wish. If I could just get that fucking soundbite. Oh my
she said.
God, I would love to have heard that.
I was just.
She was probably, you know how drunk people, they try,
oh
they think
God.
They're whispering, but they're really loud. Mm-hmm. Yo, mm-hmm. yo.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
He's really fat.
No, because in the context of what I was saying, it was that it was something that I'd never done, so I can't say that I would never do
I'm
it.
I'm not a fucking amusement park.
Not
pod.
You in general, fat people
something
in general.
I've never done.
I never got into that fetish.
I'm just saying
I never had sex with a fat person.
I'm an inanimate object.
Shut up.
Good God. And the hits just keep on coming.
See? I'm trying to explain myself.
You're
and
killing
you won't
me.
Give it to me.
What do you want me to give you?
Give me a break so I can explain.
Give you a what?
A break.
I think you said a pig. I'm like, apparently I'm right here. God.
I mean, my ass looks like ricotta cheese in a plastic bag, if you know what I'm saying.
Apparently. Oh.
Man.
Good God.
An obese man.
What the fuck kind of is that?
Jesus.
I'm gonna have to. I don't know if I could do Bane Cat anymore. Just because I'm starting thinking, like, I probably look fatter doing this.
The way the plastic cup stretches your cheeks out.
It probably looks like a thimble on my face.
Sexy man! Sexy man!
Get that thimble off your face.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
Now you're going to double check yourself before you leave
no,
for the show.
No, I'm going to hell.
I'm fat.
I'm going to hell.
I'm just
going to
show up in a raincoat
and...
every week.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to feel guilty about this for the rest of my life. So don't
no,
feel bad about yourself.
Don't feel.
No, I am.
Why? Why is this about you now all of a sudden? How the fuck do I get fucking shit on behind my back and now she's upset?
Because she's a girl. And that's how it works.
Because I don't want you to be upset.
I'm not upset. I said that I'm not upset. If I was upset, would I be talking to you either now or when the show is finally over?
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
We will see. I'm not going anywhere. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. What do you think? I'm going to fucking storm home?
I've done it.
I can't find a Peter Griffin laughing. Running or crying, whatever.
Well, I'm sorry for being a douche.
You don't have to apologize because you know what you did. You spoke the truth.
But it's still
regardless, it doesn't matter. You what alcohol does, it tells the truth. It really does. And you laid it right on line for everyone else but me to hear. Did Kid Felix sing about it?
Big fat pussy.
This is going out to a friend.
Check those big, big titties.
It's called Really, Really Fat Guy. Fat. Next week, I'm starting a show with Weird Al Yankovic's fat. Your butt is wide. Mine is too. Good God.
Poor Missy. I can see you're struggling with this.
It just makes me sad.
But why?
You don't have to. It's just...
Yeah, why are you struggling? I'm barely struggling putting pants
His
on.
His belt is struggling.
Right, exactly. I'm not wearing one. I feel like dying.
Got two together.
I don't feel like losing air. Like, it's constricting my
pants. Trust me, Fozzie, he's not really mad.
I'm really not mad. I swear on my grandparents, I am not.
Are you mad at yourself?
And they're dead.
It was like a douchey thing?
It was a douchey thing. It makes me upset.
Oh, stop it. Don't do that. Don't. Stop it. Stop it. Please don't do that. I'm not mad. Did I say I was mad at her at all?
No, but it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks for me.
No, but it's mean.
I get to go home and cry on my YouTube.
No, because like I want to be like funny in a positive way. And that was
that's
it was mean.
We do it every Thursday.
Funny in a positive.
So who gets credit for this one, me or you, Bob?
Oh my god.
What? I want to know.
No!
Fob for being fat, you for bringing it to
No, no, like to not joke like that.
But we do all the time.
Dude, you guys can!
We were talking shit on everybody in the bar.
Hold on a second. Why? Did I say you're not allowed to say that about, or did I?
You like, never told me I was allowed, though.
What are you talking about? I don't have the right to tell you anything.
Because it's upsetting to me.
Because
you're my friend.
But I'm so we're still friends. I'm just your really, really fat friend.
See, that makes me sad.
But why? You're not the really, really fat one. Now I'm getting mad because I have to explain why it's okay.
It's gonna end up where Fob has to apologize to Missy.
I know, no,
that's where it's going.
No,
no.
It's like, wait a minute.
She's flipping it on you right now.
I'm not. I'm not flipping it. I'm calming down. I'm fine.
You want tissue? You got tissue?
No. Why is it bad?
Yeah, it's bad. I shut the camera off so nobody saw.
What happened? What'd she fall?
No.
Oh. He just burst of laughter. I shut the camera off. I didn't want anybody to see her. Go.
I don't know why she's upset. I don't know why she's upset.
You're the one who got shot the big and tall.
Yeah, I'm almost there, dude. I'm not happy about that at all.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe she's the one that's upset.
Dude, she's mad.
Holy shit.
Oh, Missy. Nothing to do with this one.
This is all
Chris.
This is all... No.
Brought it up.
It's 1-1.
1-1.
Oh, my
Yo,
God.
Yo, man, I wasn't expecting anything good, but I wasn't expecting that. I'm not going to lie.
Man, she kills me, so...
Yeah.
I get chopped up.
Yeah, but you get killed for stuff that's like, you know, stupid. You're a creep.
Oh. Yeah, that came up numerous times.
I didn't know that. I mean, that's
let's get something straight. I fucking do it just for a laugh.
No. Okay, but I don't do the fat thing for a laugh.
You do it because you're hungry.
I do it because I have no choice. I do it because I can't stop eating.
I can't stop eating.
Right.
She really thinks I'm a creep, so I'm going to stop the creepy stuff. I do it just for a laugh, so if it's going to turn me into a creep, I'm done with it myself.
Yeah?
Yeah. I do it for a laugh. I don't want you to think I'm a creep. I feel bad.
Shut up.
I don't want you to think I'm a creep, so I'm done with it.
You're a creep, sir.
No offense, Marco, yeah. But I don't really give a fuck if you're a creep or not.
I don't give a shit.
So I got permission to continue?
Yes.
Thank you.
You shut the fuck up.
Oh, God. Sorry for being a girl, guys.
Stop
Sorry
it.
For crying
Stop.
And making it about me and being a female. And,
closed.
Okay. My bad. I just felt upset.
I don't know why you'd be upset.
Because I'm a girl. Talk to your girlfriend about it. She'll understand. She'll understand why I got
She's
upset.
She's not even listening. She don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. She doesn't care.
I want pizza.
Sealed up tighter than a fat boy's pussy.
Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
You would think I'd have more fat sound bites, but I don't. Just because me talking is enough.
Shut your fat ass!
Yeah, no, I'm out. I can't find anything.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck!
There you go.
Holy shit. What a revelation.
The way you fucking eat, you're gonna have a heart attack by the time you're 50.
That's true, actually. That's true. I don't know how much longer. Good God, I can't believe it. Fucking 40 is staring at me right now. 40 plus 40 tons.
Plus size 40. Wasn't that your pant size 30 years ago?
Yes, when I was 10. Thank you, Chris. Isn't it sad that the inches around my waist are more than Chris's height?
Is that true?
No. Oh. Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
I don't know.
That's saying that
Chris couldn't wrap himself around my weight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's it. I give up. I'm done. I'm done.
What are you fucking kidding me?
Either she thinks I'm really short or you're really, really fat.
She might want to add another really onto that. Jesus.
Oh, you make me sick, you fucking baby.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah. Shut up.
All right, are we leaving?
Yeah, you want to take us out, Bane?
Oh, should I do it as Bane?
Let's go for it. Here's your music. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let's get some drama.
Thank you for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We'll be back next Thursday at 8. See you then.
Bad nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.